tenants trust. Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Wildfire season is upon us. Being prepared saves lives. Develop and practice an evacuation plan with your household. Stay informed about local fire conditions and follow evacuation orders if issued. Know your evacuation zone. Go to ShastCom911.com. Click on Be Prepared, Know Your Zone. Type in your address and write it down in case of emergency. You can also sign up for Alert Shasta at ShastCom911.com.
Riverfront Playhouse presents Gaslight Theater's Christmas Vacation by Catherine Burns and Mike Urema, with musical arrangements by Josh Lamoureux, directed by Aaron Stewart. See this delightful musical comedy set in a small town where Mark Grinsworth aims to create the ultimate Christmas for his family while maintaining his streak in the annual Holiday Lights contest. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Gaslight Theater's Christmas Vacation, November 29th through December 15th. Sponsored by this station and these pro arts businesses.
Trademark of FCA US LLC.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you doing this fine November weekend if you are getting ready to fix up your house in anticipation of family and friends coming over for the holidays? That would be a great topic for us to talk about today on the Money Pit. So reach out to us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Now, if you're working outside the house, there's still a lot of time to get projects done before it gets too cold out there. We'd be happy to help with that as well. Basically, whatever's on your to-do list, you can slide it right on over to ours by reaching out to us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Coming up on today's show, if you'd like to paint the exterior of your house to boost its curb appeal, or to change a color you don't like, or to refresh a dilapidated paint job, fall is the perfect time to get this project done. But painting an entire home, well, that's a big project that requires proper planning, preparation, and tools. So we're going to share some pro tips to help you get the project done right. Just ahead.
And also ahead, do you love the look of a deck over a patio but dread the hassle of digging and pouring those concrete footings? Well, there's now a much easier solution thanks to the pedestal support system from Bison. We're going to explain how that works, helping you save money and avoid all of that back-breaking work.
And do you want to make your home more comfortable and energy efficient? Well, if you want to do that, start in the attic. We're going to explain how to determine if you've got the right amount of insulation that keeps things cozy all year long.
But first, let us help you make your home everything that you dream it can be. We're here to share impartial expert tips and tricks to manage your money pit at every stage in your home improvement adventure.
So reach out to us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974 with your home improvement questions. Let's get started. Leslie, who's first?
All right, heading out to Arizona. We've got Jim on the line. What's going on at your money pit?
It's a pretty simple product that I've not seen.
Okay.
It's like a typical house with a kitchen sink and two bowls and a kitchen sink.
Okay.
A small one and a large one.
Yep.
And a smaller one, we typically will put soap and warm water in the morning to wash the morning dishes. And then by an hour, that water is cold, soapy water.
Right.
And I got to thinking, there's got to be some kind of an insulating blanket that you could buy or manufacture or somehow create to keep that water warm and that wastewater warming it up again.
That's an interesting idea. I don't think there's a commercial product for that. I've never seen it. But if you happen to have a very cold under cabinet area, I could see where that could potentially be annoying. So your challenge would be just simply to insulate this as much as possible. Now, along the back wall, where the back of the cabinet is on an exterior wall, if you could add a piece of foam insulation, which is available in all sorts of thicknesses, so it depends on what you have and how you can get it back in there. You're probably going to have to cut it in pieces. That will help a little bit. On the bowl itself, one idea that I would have is that you may be able to spray this with foam insulation like a Great Stuff. Now, there's two different types of Great Stuff. One is designed to expand, and one is designed not to expand. And if you use the one that doesn't expand, it's not going to, like, stretch your cabinet frame or anything like that. It's the kind that's designed for windows and doors, because what would happen is people would use the expandable foam insulation in a window or door cavity, and then it would swell so much, would expand so much, the window gets stuck shut where it was. So if you use the kind that's designed for windows and doors, you may be able to get that. It's pretty sticky stuff. It may be able to adhere to the underside of that sink. So I think this is going to be an experiment to see if you can figure out something that works. So I understand the question. It doesn't have a straight, you know, forward, this is the product designed for that, because it's just not something that I think you're going to find available. So you got to get creative, which means you got to form your own insulation. And lastly, you know, you could just take a piece of fiberglass blanket, maybe one that's encapsulated on both sides. There's different types of encapsulated insulation, and create your own blanket around there, and maybe with a series of zip ties, hold it in place. So I think you're going to have to design your own, sir, okay, because I don't think it's available commercially.
So maybe I just get some blue board and glue.
And go for it, yep. All right, good luck with that project, sir. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Bye.
All right, heading south to Florida, where Dorothy is on the line. What's going on at your Money Pit?
Well, I have engineered flooring, and I want to redo it. It's worn in spots, and nobody seems to be able to tell me what to do with it, how to refinish it.
So engineered flooring, Dorothy, is not a product that's designed to be refinished. It's not like hardwood floor where you can sand it, because it doesn't have as thick of a surface. Engineered flooring is made up of layers. It's more like plywood, where you have different types of wood that are glued together, and it gives you dimensional stability, and it's good for damp locations, but it's not necessarily designed to be refinished. So this may be a case where you need to remove and replace rather than refinish it.
Okay.
Now, there are a lot of different types of flooring that are available today aside from the engineered hardwood floor. You might want to take a look at the engineered vinyl plank, which can look just like wood or many other materials, but it's completely 100% waterproof. And you may even be able to install this on top of the old floor and not have to worry about even taking it up and avoiding the expense and the hassles of having to do a tear out. Is this engineered hardwood on a cement slab?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so it's going to be hard to get up because it's probably glued down. That's how they usually do that. So you may want to look at the engineered vinyl plank. Take a look at Lumber Liquidators, or as they go now, their new name is LL Flooring, and look at all the beautiful engineered vinyl planks. I put down two of those floors, in one in a kitchen and one in a laundry room, and they really have worn very, very well, and they're not expensive either.
Oh, okay. All right, I'll check that out.
Good luck, Dorothy. Thanks for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for joining us here on this November weekend. Coming up on the Money Pit, is the outside of your home ready for a fresh coat of paint? Well, if you have 2 weeks, a 30-foot ladder, and some experience, this makes for an excellent DIY project. For the rest of us, a pro is going to get that done much faster and probably with a better finish. We're going to have some tips for you to take on that project when the Money Pit continues. FineTape.com is your one-stop shop for tape and more. DIY, sports, arts and crafts, cleaning supplies, you name it. They carry over 100 trusted brands, including industry favorite 3M.
That's right. 3M's catalog includes household names like Command, Scotch, Bondo, Filtrete, Scotch Blue, and Pelter. I've personally shopped their site and found everything I need, all at incredible prices.
So head on over to FineTape.com and stock up on supplies for your next project. Receive 10% off of your first purchase with promo code MONEYPIT.
That's FineTape.com, your source for connecting everything.
We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features four stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great tasting drinking water for your family.
And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle-free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete one-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount.
Introducing the new Super Flapper from Fluid Master. Stop guessing. This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or a 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money today and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old noisy running toilet today. Fluid Master is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Available now at Home Depot exclusively. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com. Now's a great time to check your roof for damage or wear. Not only does harsh weather beat up your roof, but with age, asphalt shingles will start to lose their natural oil and become dry and brittle. But that doesn't always mean they need a costly replacement. RoofMax Roof Rejuvenation Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. And right now, they're offering a free tune-up completed prior to applying treatment. They'll fix nail pops, refasten loose flashing, and seal cracks and exposed nails. An $859 value. I got a RoofMax treatment for my mom's house and saw it in action. It really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wallblock from Pavestone. Ladera Wallblock, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, enjoy this radio show? We know you do. And we think you might also love our podcast. You're going to find all kinds of things there to help you out with all your projects and help you plan for everything and save money and tackle those projects with confidence right there at moneypit.com/podcast. You can join us for new episodes every Monday and Thursday, just in time to help you plan your next home improvement adventure. Joe in Rhode Island, you've got the Money Pit. What's going on with your insulation?
Well, we built a new home, yep. And it's 2x6 construction okay. With a truss roof.
Yep.
And I used open cell sprayed in insulation, and they come in and then they shave it all down to the studs.
Yep.
So we have a completely sealed envelope of the structure itself.
Okay.
Now, when it's a truss roof, so there's really no attic, but there is a space up there.
Okay.
When you sheetrock the whole ceiling and close that off, do I need to be concerned with some sort of ventilation in the attic
space? No,
not at all.
Not at all. Where did they insulate in the attic? Did they insulate under the roof itself?
They insulated the roof right to the plywood roof.
Yeah. Nope. You absolutely do not need to ventilate a spray foam house. And here's why. Because basically now that attic is a conditioned space. I have a spray foamed attic. It's terrific because it's pretty much the same temperature as the rest of the house all the time. It used to be that it was, you know, super hot in the summer and really cold in the winter. Now it's pretty much even Steven. And the fact that you use spray foam means that it expanded and sealed all the little cracks and gaps and crevices. So you're not going to have any problems with drafts getting in there. So you do not need to ventilate that roof.
Now, how about we have a mechanical equipment up there. I have the air conditioning unit up there.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. No concerns with that in that space either?
No, it'll even work better because now, you know, when it's trying to cool in the summer, it's not going to be doing so in an attic space that's 110 degrees.
All right. I was concerned because there's absolutely no ridge vent, no soffit vent.
Yeah, no, that is done correctly, and we have to start thinking differently. Now, we use attic ventilation when we use products like fiberglass because we have to manage the moisture. But with spray foam ventilation, that is not an issue. That is now a conditioned part of your house, just like any room in your house. You may not have heating ducts up there, but it does not need to be ventilated.
Fantastic.
All right, that's a good choice.
All right. All right, very good.
Good luck, Joe. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
All right, we've got Ruth on the line from St. Thomas, Pennsylvania. You got us all excited we were going to the Caribbean, but we're sticking in the Northeast.
I know.
How can we help you today?
Well, I have a heat pump in my house. That's how we heat through that. And somebody told me that I have to have that serviced every winter for the heat pump, and in the spring I have to have the air conditioner serviced. Is there any truth to that? Because someone else told me that if you have an electrical heat pump, you do not have to have it serviced every year. So I was just wondering.
So you do need to have it serviced, but just once a year, because it's pretty much going to operate the same in the heating system and the cooling system, and they test both systems as part of the normal service. The difference between the heating and the cooling is one valve called a reversing valve, and it basically reverses the refrigeration cycle.
Okay.
And that can be checked as part of the summer AC service. So I don't think you have to do it twice a year. You certainly have to do it once a year. But living in Pennsylvania, a heat pump is probably a very expensive way for you to heat. I will tell you there's new technology out there now in heat pumps that are designed for northern climates. Bosch Home Comfort is a manufacturer of many of these inverter heat pumps that can actually handle heating when the temperature is like minus 5 or minus 10 outside. And
oh, yeah?
They don't cost more to operate than what a gas furnace might be. So there's certainly a good option for those that don't have access to gas, for example, for the heating, where you can get air conditioning in the same system at a very, very affordable cost. So that's something to keep in mind for when it's time to upgrade the system. But for right now, I'd say servicing it once a year is the hot ticket.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right. Well, good luck with that project, Ruth.
Bye.
Well, if you'd like to paint the exterior of your home to boost its curb appeal, or maybe change a color that you're just not liking anymore, or just to give it a refresh, fall is the perfect time to get this project done. But painting an entire home is a big project that does require proper planning, preparation, and tools. And in most cases, it really is best left to a pro. But we do have some tips on a few factors that will affect your project's budget.
Now, first, understand that, according to Angie, painting an average home can cost between $2,000 and $5,000. Now, pros are going to provide estimates primarily based on the area of walls or siding that they're going to paint, not necessarily the home square feet. And that pricing is going to be based on a few factors, including the type of siding and the height of the building. Now, wood and vinyl generally cost less than brick and stucco to paint, and also the taller the building, the higher the price is going to be. Those harder-to-reach areas require extra equipment and take more time to set up and clean up, which all add to the cost.
Yeah, and like many projects, however, there's a lot more than the price to consider. You've got to think about the quality of the finished job. I mean, that's really going to depend heavily on the quality of the workmanship and the quality of the materials. You know, painters that do take shortcuts on the required prep, like scraping and sanding away that old finish, may deliver a job that lasts just a fraction of what it should or could last.
Yeah, and likewise, failing to use a primer as well as choosing a cheaper paint can result in a lower quality finish that's just not going to stand up. Now, when it comes to paint, labor is the biggest part of the expense, so be sure to always insist on using the best quality paint for a long-lasting finish, and you won't have to repaint quite as frequently. It's actually a very small part of the overall budget.
Yeah, and finally, get some cost estimates here. You never want to take a quote without that pro coming to your house. You always want to get at least three quotes. Always ask for their references and check their painter reviews. Take the time to inspect their previous work, including recent, and work that's done years ago. I mean, if you see that they did a house maybe 5-6 years ago and it's, you know, a short drive or walk from where you are, because you always kind of want to work with somebody local, take a look, see how it's holding up.
Because all the projects look good when they're first done, right? But you want to look at a house that's several years old, that's how it's really going to stand up. So good tip, Les.
Stan in Massachusetts is on the line dealing with some issues with the ceiling. Tell us what's going on.
I'm looking to get some advice about a leak we received in our ceiling in our kitchen because of defective pipes that were installed going back 20 years now. We've had several leaks that have been repaired. We don't know whether to close up the ceiling tile or not. Concerned that the same pipe is in there and it could be having a hairline crack at any point in time. So just not sure how to proceed.
Yeah, it sounds like it's a frustrating situation. I'm not quite sure what kind of pipe leaks you're talking about and whether it's something that is just a representative of some general deterioration of your plumbing system. Like, for example, some homes in the country have these pinhole copper leak, copper pipe leaks.
That's so common where I live.
Yeah, because of the acidity of water, it starts to develop really thin walls of the copper pipe, sometimes holes in it, and those folks end up replacing those pipes. I always say whenever the ceiling's open or the wall's open, replace everything you can because eventually you have to replace all the plumbing. So I'm not really sure what kind of plumbing problem you're talking about here, but generally speaking, you know, if you've not had a leak in a few months, then I would go ahead and close it up. I mean, I don't know what else to tell you at this point. If you tell me that this is a problem that is just happening all over the place, then maybe, you know, this is a different conversation. But if it's always leaking in this one place, maybe you should just open the ceiling up there once and for all and replace that piece of pipe in the area that's leaking. See what's going on. But that's kind of the way I would approach this.
Nadine in South Dakota, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
So we have these old decrepit wood floors, and I was just curious, is it possible to put like a skim coat of concrete over it to get that like, you know, like that Home Depot like concrete floor look?
So you have wood floors right now?
Yes, we do.
What kind of wood floors? Are they like hardwood floors?
Yeah, they are. They are like, we went to the lumber store and just got pine, and then over the pine we put like an industrial like epoxy paint over them.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it would be kind of a sin to cover up those wood floors and, as opposed to sanding them. But if you wanted to cover them and you wanted to have that sort of a concrete-like finish, probably what you want to do is put down a mud floor much in the same way as you would if you were putting tile down. You would have to nail a wire mesh to the floor, and then on top of that, there would be like a mixed up sort of a concrete mud mix. Not concrete, it doesn't have aggregate in it, but it's like a mud mix. And that's troweled out and made nice and smooth and flat. And then on top of that, you could put whatever you wanted, tile, you know, or any other kind of a floor finish. But have you considered something like laminate? Because you could put laminate right on top of that old floor. It's a floating floor. It locks together. It's very easy to install, and it's very, very beautiful and super durable. And I think probably less expensive than trying to get that kind of concrete finish that you're going for.
Like a laminate as in like an engineered hardwood floor, or like a laminate like old school like plastic floors?
That's different. So I wouldn't call it a plastic floor, and I wouldn't call it an engineered hardwood. And here's the differences. You're kind of at two extremes. Now, engineered hardwood is a solid hardwood that's made of layers, like plywood where the top layer is real wood. And that's fine, and you can use that, right? That's another good option. Now, laminate is the same kind of laminate you might have on a countertop, except it's 20 to 30 times more tough because it's thicker. And what they can do with laminate is they can actually create a surface that has depth to it. It has grooves to it. It has ridges. You can feel the different sort of lines of the wood knots and the grain in the wood. Or if it's stone, it can have kind of a rough stone texture to it. You can have a lot of texture on the surface, and they really have done a great job with making that today where it's quite a beautiful floor, and there's many different kinds of it. It can look like hardwood. It can look like stone. It could look like vinyl. It could look like tile. So if you're not familiar with it, you ought to look at what laminate is out there and what's available. I think that's going to be a much better option for you than trying to turn this into a concrete floor.
And the laminate can go directly over the hardwood floor. So what kind of prep work is that?
It can. It floats. You know, you put like a thin underlayment underneath it, and then you lock it together. It sits right on top of that. And then you trim it between the floor and the baseboard.
Cool. Thank you so much. That's a great idea. I never thought about it, so I'll take a look into it. I appreciate it.
Yep, take a look.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up, do you love the look of a deck over a patio, but you do dread the hassle of digging and pouring concrete footings? Well, there's now a much easier solution thanks to the pedestal support system from Bison. We're going to explain how it works, helping you save money and avoid all of that back-breaking work when the Money Pit returns.
Hey, 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 Money Pit.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we're expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hello, Northern California. This is Roland with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Want to talk to Santa Claus himself?
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
That's right, folks. Santa will be live on the air December 12th from 6.05 to 7 p.m. Tune in to Heroes of the North State, hosted by Michelle Slade of My Umbrella Marketing. Tell Santa your Christmas wishes or just say hi. So mark your calendar for December 12th. Tell a friend and talk to Santa live while making magical memories. Call 530-605-4566 or 530-605-4567. KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. So, do you love the look of a deck over a patio, but you don't want to have to deal with digging and pouring concrete footings to kind of hold it all in place? Well, now you don't have to.
The new Bison Level Up Adjustable Deck Pedestal Joist Support System transforms how ground-level decks are built by eliminating the need for concrete footers and posts, saving time, labor, and money.
With us to describe how it all works is Jennifer Johnson, the Business Development Manager at Bison. Welcome, Jennifer.
Hi, how are you?
So I have to say, this is an awesome product.
Yeah. I mean, for anybody that's ever tried to build a deck at the ground level, it's a harder project than you might think. I mean, I think folks think, well, you just, like, nail the beams together and throw a couple bricks under the corners and you're good to go. Well, that's not the way to do it, and that's why so many of them fall apart and decay, and they don't last, and they just look terrible. But this is a super clean, easy, and affordable way to create a foundation system for one of those decks. So talk to us about it. How does it work?
So it's a revolutionary system that utilizes pedestals, adjustable pedestals, so you don't have to dig the concrete footers or posts. And you can build the deck substructure directly onto these pedestals. There's an attachment that attaches to the wooden joist. So you build the substructure, and you can basically build a deck in a day. It eliminates that backbreaking labor of having to dig footers, fill them with concrete, wait for that to dry. You can really do this all in one day.
Yeah, and so the way this works, it looks like it sits right on grade. Is that correct, the base of the pedestal?
Yes. So you can build it over an existing concrete slab or pavers. Mm-hmm. You don't have to demo them, so there's time saved there. Or you can build it directly on the soil. So we suggest that you take that top layer of grass off, but then you can put some gravel down, build right over that. Really easy to build.
I mean, the way the bison's footing or pedestal sort of comes together is so interesting, too. You know, all the different components that allow you to height adjust so you're leveling your deck as you're building it, but also how it just kind of wraps around and secures that joist. It's just so intuitive, and it's awesome.
Yeah, it's very easy to use. There's four basic components that make up a pedestal system, so you just stack them together. The joist top attachment wraps around and is fastened directly into the joist. Then the weight of the deck holds everything in place, so it's not going to move. It's also a very forgiving system, so as you're building it, you can continue to make adjustments to height and to slope. And we do sell some additional accessories, so if you need additional height in certain areas, we sell height adjustment couplers that can be screwed into the pedestal system. We also have slope levelers that you can add underneath the base of the pedestal, and you can compensate for up to 8% slope.
I see the way this works is the base sits on grade or an existing patio, for example, or a concrete slab, and then the top of the pedestal you rotate, right, like a big screw to raise or lower, and then above that is where the floor joists get attached. And you have options on how you can attach this. Is that about right?
Yes. It's a telescoping pedestal, so you twist it by hand. You don't need any tools to raise or lower it. So really easy to use. The joist top attachment, you bend up the flap, and then that is what gets fastened into the wood joist.
You know, I can think of another application for this. I built a deck about 2 years ago now where after it was done, even though it was built to code, there was too much bounce in the middle of that deck for me. I really wanted it to be stiffer. And so I had to run another girder down the middle and support it by concrete and traditional, basically, piers. I could have slipped a couple of these, two or three of these, under that beam I built, and it would have been perfect to take the flex out of that deck.
Absolutely. It certainly would have worked for that. What's great, too, is you can use these in conjunction. If you have a traditional deck that's already been built and you want to add to it, you could use the pedestal system to add to that deck.
So now it comes as a kit. So does that sort of set in stone, you know, initially how large of a deck that you can build? Is there a certain amount of distance between these that are required? Can you kind of add on? How can you make it so that you get the deck size that you want?
Yeah, the kits are modular, so you can use one kit or you can use as many kits as you want. One kit is going to allow you to build an 8-foot by 10-foot deck using 2x6 lumber. So, you know, depending on the size of lumber you use will also dictate the size of your deck. We do say minimum of 8 feet by 8 feet just to avoid any tipping hazards, but you can go as big as you want. So you can use as many kits as you want. You just build them side by side. You don't even attach them together. This is really designed for free-floating decks, so we suggest that, you know, it doesn't get attached to the home or to any other structure.
You know, it also occurs to me that because it's an engineered polymer, you're not really at risk of weather, right? No freezing issues. It's not going to grow mold. It's really a kind of set it and forget it thing once you get it in place.
It's not going to degrade.
Absolutely. Yeah, these are really heavy-duty pedestal systems. They're made out of an engineered polymer, so they're going to last for years, years and years. Each pedestal holds up to 750 pounds, but they're weather, freeze, mold-resistant, so they're going to last a long time.
The product is called the Level Up Deck Pedestal System. It's made by Bison. It's available at Amazon, HomeDepot.com, and select Home Depot stores, as well as Tall Lumber. Jennifer Johnson, the Business Development Manager for Bison, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit.
Thank you.
Coming up, you want to make your home more comfortable and energy efficient? Well, start in the attic. We're going to explain how you can determine if you have the right amount of insulation to keep things cozy year-round next on The Money Pit. FineTape.com is your one-stop shop for tape and more. DIY, sports, arts and crafts, cleaning supplies, you name it. They carry over 100 trusted brands, including industry favorite 3M.
That's right. 3M's catalog includes household names like Command, Scotch, Bondo, Filtry, Scotch Blue, and Pelter. I've personally shopped their site and found everything I need, all at incredible prices.
So head on over to FineTape.com and stock up on supplies for your next project. Receive 10% off of your first purchase with promo code MONEYPIT.
That's FineTape.com, your source for connecting everything.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Have you noticed your toilet running? Well, stop wasting all that water by replacing the old toilet flapper with a new super flapper from FluidMaster.
This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy running toilet today.
FluidMaster is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Super Flapper is available exclusively at Home Depot. Learn more at superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com. Ready to upgrade your backyard in minutes? With Ladera Wall Block from Pavestone, installation is a breeze. Imagine a stunning fire pit assembled in less than 5 minutes. It's that easy.
Perfect for seat walls, lighting columns, and more, Ladera Wall Block is your go-to choice for that customized natural dry stack look without the hassle. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease.
To find a retailer near you, project instructions, design inspiration, and more, visit pavestone.com. That's P-A-V-E-S-T-O-N-E.com. Now's a great time to remodel your kitchen or bathroom before the holidays. You can add a new granite countertop at a fraction of the cost with the revolutionary products from Deich Coatings. The new Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit makes it easier than ever to get granite countertops in just a weekend. This DIY project rolls on a granite surface that's as smooth as glass. Luxrock Ultra is real stone. It spreads easily over your existing countertops and other hard surfaces, transforming them into new smooth stone surfaces that look and perform just like real granite. The project is as easy as painting, but it's not paint. It's premium, real stone surface you can add right over your existing countertop. The introductory price is just $229 for a kit covering 40 square feet or $149 for a kit covering 20 square feet, all with free shipping. Perfect for bathrooms and kitchens. Shop online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit, makers of Marble Dream, Luxrock, and Spread Stone countertop kits.
Available online at DeichCoatings.com.
Where home solutions live, this is The Money Pit, home improvement show where we make good homes better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And what we do here at The Money Pit is help you take care of your home. It can be a lot being a homeowner. You know, you love it. You have pride in your home, but you also have a lot of heart-stopping fear because there's a lot of stuff that can go wrong. And there's a lot of stuff that needs to be taken care of. But if you join us on the Money Pit podcast, we promise to help you plan, help you save money, spare you from all of those snafus that can happen along the way. So be sure to join us for those new episodes every Monday and Thursday at moneypit.com/podcast. Brad in Tennessee is on the line with a home that probably has the best practical joke already built into it. You flush the toilet, the shower gets cold. Why do you want to change that?
Well, because my 4-year-old son seems to think it's more of a joke than it's a real thing.
Than his parents?
Yes, that is the problem.
All right. So the shower valve itself, right? There's an easy solution to this, first of all, Brad. It requires you to change the shower valve into something called a pressure balanced valve. Now, I know you don't have a pressure balanced valve because your water temperature is changing when you draw off water, in this case by flushing the toilet. It would probably also happen if you ran other fixtures in the house, but it's because you have a differential in the pressure or the mix, as you say, between the hot and the cold. What a pressure balance valve does is it keeps that mix the same regardless of what happens to either the cold water supply or the hot water supply. So you can have more or less of either temperature of water, but the ratio of the mix together doesn't change. You may get less pressure when you flush that toilet after this valve's installed, but it won't be a shock, okay? It won't change the temperature dramatically. That's what a pressure-balanced valve does, and it sounds like you don't have one, and that would be the solution.
Excellent, excellent. Well, I will run out and get one.
All right. It's a bit of a project. You may not be able to install it yourself. You know, it's pretty much have to re-plumb the shower valve there. You may need a plumber to help you, but it definitely will solve this.
Okay, well, excellent. At least I know where to start now and where the joke ends.
All right, Brad, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit, and we are confident that your four-year-old will find something else equally amusing to bother his parents with.
I'm sure he will. Thank you so much, Doug.
Well, if you're looking to cut down on energy bills and keep your home more comfortable all year long, one of the best places to start is your attic. But how do you know if you've got enough insulation up there right now?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. The amount of insulation you need is going to depend on where you live and your local climate. Insulation is measured in what they call R value, which is the material's resistance to heat flow. The higher the R value, the better the insulation. For most areas, an attic should have an R value between 38 and 60, so R38 and R60, which is around 10 to 14 inches of insulation.
Now, a quick way to check if you need more insulation is by taking a look across your attic floor. If you can see the tops of your ceiling joists, you probably don't have enough. You can also use a ruler or a tape to measure the depth, but even if your insulation is level with the joist, it's often a very good idea to add more to maximize your energy efficiency.
Yeah, and when you're adding that insulation, you want to remember that it needs to be fluffy in order to properly insulate. If you're squishing that insulation down by placing storage on top of it, you're not helping yourself out at all. If you do need an area for storage, you want to dedicate a space near the attic opening and fill those joists up to the top but not beyond, and then go ahead and add more insulation to the areas that you're not using for storage.
So if you're seeing high energy bills or you have rooms that are too hot in the summer or too cold in the winter, now is a good time to check your attic insulation and consider adding more. It's one of the most cost-effective ways to save energy and improve the comfort in your home.
Now we're heading to South Dakota, where Esther has a garage question. What can we do for you today?
Well, we have a long, skinny garage with one door, and I would like to extend the cement floor, of course, and loosen all those bolts that fasten it to the cement and turn it on its side and put two doors or a double door on this long side so we could fit two cars in there.
So you want to take the door from the end of the house where it just basically opens up to this long, extra long garage, and you want to swing the doors over to the side of the house so you can have room for a double door. Is that correct?
Yeah, I just want to turn the garage. I would leave the hole on the end. You know, I would make that into a sliding
right.
door instead of overhead door so it wouldn't get in the way of the trams up on top. But someone said that they didn't think that that way then the tracks would be going parallel with the stringers across the top.
So your first challenge here, before we talk about your doors, because that's the last thing that you have to deal with, the first challenge is you have to actually structurally change that long side of the house to be able to have these two large garage doors in it. So that is going to require rebuilding those walls. And is this a two-story house on that side?
Okay, no, this is not an attached garage. This is a freestanding garage.
So on that long side, though, is that where the roof sits?
Yes.
The roof rafters come down on that side? All right, so that is a load-bearing wall, Esther. So it has to be reframed for a standard garage opening. That's a big job. This is not just a matter of moving the tracks over and, you know, knocking out a few 2x4s. This is a big job. You're going to have a header across that, which is a beam that's going to support that roof.
Now, would it be better to have one wide, wide door with the beam across or two separate doors with a column in?
Just as much work. Doesn't matter.
Oh, okay.
Big job. Not a do-it-yourself job. Job for a pro. Frame that out, and then you'll, and then you could, you know, perhaps you could preserve, you know, the old garage door and move it to one side. But I got to tell you, garage doors are a real pain in the neck to take apart. They got about a million pieces to them, and they're a lot easier to put together when they start all disassembled and are built in place.
Well, we have turned garages before in different places where we live.
All right, so this is a project that you are very familiar with, except in this case, you're going to have to reframe that exterior wall, and that is the bigger part of this project.
Okay.
Esther, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now that it's chilly out there and we are sealing up our homes for the winter, it's a good time to freshen up your carpeting. We're going to share a recipe for a natural carpet freshener that you can make yourself from just a few simple ingredients when the Money Pit returns.
I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. Happy holidays. During this time, it's important to salute our military personnel, domestically and abroad, who work to keep our country safe. It's during the holidays, that warm, happy feeling of being together with family, that we sometimes take for granted how much we have to be thankful for. So we want to make sure that we let the families and those who serve know that we appreciate their service above self during the holidays.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
If you've got questions, reach out to us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT or go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button.
Jeannie reached out to Team Money Pit saying, a couple of weeks back, you mentioned a homemade natural way to freshen carpets. Can you walk us through those steps and ingredients list again?
Yeah, sure. Ginny, here's a quick guide to making and using a natural carpet deodorizer we came up with. So the first thing is to gather the ingredients. You're going to need about 2 cups of baking soda, about a half a cup of salt, and then either a quarter to a half cup of dried mint leaves or lavender buds so you have a little scent. Combine the baking soda, combine the salt, and stir in the dried herbs for a fresh scent and extra deodorizing power. Now, next, you want to vacuum the carpet thoroughly to remove the dirt. Once it's vacuumed, then you simply sprinkle that mixture evenly on the carpet using a sifter for better distribution, especially in those high traffic or odor-prone areas. Then we like to let it sit. I would let it sit for a half hour or so, and once that's done, you can vacuum it again thoroughly to remove the mixture, and this is going to leave your carpets smelling surprisingly fresh and clean. It's also not harmful to the carpets. Like sometimes when you steam clean, it can be harmful, but this is really an easy way to maintain them and have them smelling great all year long.
All right, now Pam wants to know, is it possible to insulate the outside of a house to stop condensation on a basement wall? It seems to be mostly on the north wall and only happens where the concrete is above ground.
Yeah, you don't want to insulate the outside of the basement wall. What you want to insulate is the interior of the basement wall, and there actually are special insulations for that. It could be something as simple as a Dow styrofoam board, or there are fiberglass insulations that have vapor barriers built into them. And if you do that, then that warm, moist air inside the basement is not going to be able to condense on the cold basement because it won't be able to reach the cold foundation, and you won't have the condensation issue any longer.
All right. Hope that helps you out, Pamela. Stay cozy.
Well, are you guys ready to update the faucets in your kitchen or your bath? Well, if so, you might want to give a serious look into hands-free faucets. Leslie explains why in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, hands-free faucets, they've been around in commercial use for decades, but today you're finding more and more being designed for the home, and they do provide quite a number of advantages. For one, you don't need to worry about your hands being dirty or soapy or full. They're also great for keeping the germ count down. Less hands, touching less surfaces. And that's something that can come in really handy with a household full of kids, pets, even elderly relatives. Some other advantages are saving water because that faucet isn't going to be running while you're soaping up your hands. You're not going to forget to turn it off and walk away. It's great for people with limited hand mobility. It's great for the chef of the house because you're not reaching for the faucet with those chickeny hands. I always feel like, oh, my gosh, I'm doing everything, and then I'm touching the faucet, and I'm trying to get things, and then I feel like I have to bleach everything after. So that's definitely helpful there. And it's also great for kids who just can't reach. All they need to be able to do is touch or wave at the faucet, and they've got water to wash their little hands. Now, those touchless faucets are installed just like a standard faucet, and most also have the traditional hot and cold valves, which you can adjust for the desired temperature. The one change here is that they do have a battery pack, which operates that hands-free sensor. So these hands-free faucets, they're not more difficult to install. They offer a ton of benefits that you'll not find in a traditional kitchen or bath faucet. So if you're out there to update a bathroom or a kitchen space, definitely consider it.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, do you guys use your garage as a workshop or some other sort of hangout spot? Winter can make that difficult. So we've got some tips on how you can add heat to your garage and turn it into a year-round comfortable workspace on the next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Political analyst Ben Domenech is praising a number of Trump cabinet nominees, including the selection of Florida Senator Marco Rubio for Secretary of State.
I will just say, I think it's an A-plus move, but it's also, I think it's a good move for him career-wise. I think it's something where he's going to have authority in an area where he knows more than I think almost anybody in the country what that department needs in order to function better.
Arkansas GOP Senator Tom Cotton says Pete Hegseth will get a fair hearing before the Senate Armed Services Committee, despite being attacked by Democrats like Elizabeth Warren, who summed up the highly decorated war veteran as merely a Fox News host.
Pete, of course, deserves a fair hearing, like all the president's nominees do, but he deserves a lot more respect than someone like Liz Warren gives him, a woman who lied about being an Indian on a job application that she otherwise might not have gotten.
Senator Cotton spoke with the Salem Radio Network about President-elect Trump's nomination of Hegseth to serve as defense secretary. Also at townhall.com, Donald Trump has named his campaign press secretary to the duties of briefing the White House press corps.
Caroline Leavitt will be the next White House press secretary and the youngest person ever to hold the job. Trump has called Leavitt smart, tough, and a highly effective communicator.
Correspondent Jackie Quinn. Leavitt is just 27. Previously, that distinction went to Ron Ziegler, who was 29 when he took the position in 1969 for President Richard Nixon. Drought is parching the northeast U.S., draining reservoirs and priming the landscape for damaging wildfires.
The New York City watershed, the watershed area that fills the reservoirs that gets water to the people in New York City for drinking and to our upstate customers. Normally, we'd have from September until now about 10 inches of rain, and we've only received about 2.5 inches of rain.
More news and analysis at townhall.com.
If your approach to everyday aches and pains is to mask them, you know, feel better for a few hours only to have the pain return and then repeat the cycle all over again, it's time to try Relief Factor. And the good news is Relief Factor makes that easy. Their 3-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it. How? Well, its unique formula of ingredients helps support your body's response to inflammation. Relief Factor was developed by doctors. It's 100% drug-free. And for so many people, the results are game-changing, even life-changing. So give it a try. Right now, their 3-week quick start is just $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800, the number for relief. See how in a few weeks or even days, Relief Factor can reduce your pain. When you feel better, life is just better. So don't mask pain. Fight it naturally with Relief Factor.
Americans are showing their willingness to spend.
The Commerce Department says retail purchases rose 0.4% from September to October. Auto dealers, restaurants, and electronics stores all reported higher sales, although not as strong as the August to September period. Despite inflation leaving prices about 20% higher than they were 3 years ago, the latest retail sales figures suggest the economy is growing briskly again. Retailers are entering the crucial holiday shopping period. Analysts are forecasting a solid shopping season, although perhaps not as robust as last year's. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Bella Caroli, who led Nadia Comaneci and Mary Lou Retton to Olympic gold and revolutionized the sport of gymnastics, only to see his legacy destroyed by allegations of abusive coaching, has died. He was 82. Caroli had been in poor health in recent years. The cause of death has not yet been revealed. More at townhall.com. When Massachusetts voters ditched the state's high school graduation exams, they joined a trend that has chipped away at the use of high-stakes testing.
The vote leaves just 7 states with mandated graduation exams, a number that could dwindle even more in the coming years. Backers of the test argue easing the graduation requirement will result in lower education standards, but critics say students who were passing their courses have ended up being denied diplomas because of the test requirement. Jason Walker reporting.
New York City politicians are calling on Whoopi Goldberg to apologize for suggesting on air that a local bakery had declined to make her a batch of desserts for her birthday because of her political beliefs. Local leaders and supporters joined Holterman's bakery owner Jill Holterman at a news conference in front of the 145-year-old institution Friday. The flap started Wednesday when Goldberg celebrated her 69th birthday on The View by sharing with her co-host a tray of Charlotte Russe. More news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron.
Hi, friends. RC here with this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Don Pepin Original Exclusivos Nicaraguan Puro Corojo Wrapper equals a Don Pepin Classic. Cubanesque in flavor, strength, and size, this is the stick to celebrate your latest victory. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors. And if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit seniorcarelive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. That's 800-380-4301.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because when people don't have to worry about where their next meal is coming from, they can truly thrive, like Marta.
And now we'll hear from our class valedictorian, who with her hard work never ceases to amaze us. Please welcome Marta Moreno.
And Alex.
Hey, Alex. How did the interview go?
I did it. I got the job. I can't believe it.
I knew it. Let's meet up later to celebrate.
And Diego.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project.
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations.
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. feedingamerica.org/act now. A public service announcement brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Have you ever heard someone say that probiotics didn't work for them? Since all probiotics are not the same, the probiotic you choose can make the difference between superior results and no results. Look for an enriched formula containing these three key components for best results: probiotics, prebiotics, and postbiotics. A worldwide leader in microbiome health for over 40 years, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is an enriched full-spectrum probiotic system fermenting multiple strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics. The result? Transformative postbiotic metabolites that maintain and support the biodiversity of flora in your gut for optimal digestion, gut brain, and immune health. Dr. O'Hara's, certified vegetarian, free of gluten, allergens, dairy, and GMOs. For a superior probiotic formula, get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today at fine natural health retailers nationwide and online.
Ready? Go!
Okay, doctor.
Operation.
No, the most amazing care.
They changed my life.
Highland Hospital for Children! Yay!
Because people just like you, kids like me, can play in the game of life.
Thank you!
Go to loveshrines.org right away. Thank you!
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you doing this fine November weekend if you are getting ready to fix up your house in anticipation of family and friends coming over for the holidays? That would be a great topic for us to talk about today on the Money Pit. So reach out to us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Now, if you're working outside the house, there's still a lot of time to get projects done before it gets too cold out there. We'd be happy to help with that as well. Basically, whatever's on your to-do list, you can slide it right on over to ours by reaching out to us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Coming up on today's show, if you'd like to paint the exterior of your house to boost its curb appeal, to change a color you don't like, or to refresh a dilapidated paint job, fall is the perfect time to get this project done. But painting an entire home, well, that's a big project that requires proper planning, preparation, and tools. So we're going to share some pro tips to help you get the project done right. Just ahead.
And also ahead, do you love the look of a deck over a patio but dread the hassle of digging and pouring those concrete footings? Well, there's now a much easier solution thanks to the pedestal support system from Bison. We're going to explain how that works, helping you save money and avoid all of that back-breaking work.
And do you want to make your home more comfortable and energy efficient? Well, if you want to do that, start in the attic. We're going to explain how to determine if you've got the right amount of insulation that keeps things cozy all year long.
But first, let us help you make your home everything that you dream it can be. We're here to share impartial expert tips and tricks to manage your money pit at every stage in your home improvement adventure.
So reach out to us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974 with your home improvement questions. Let's get started. Leslie, who's first?
All right, heading out to Arizona, we've got Jim on the line. What's going on at your money pit?
It's a pretty simple product that I've not seen.
Okay.
It's like a typical house with a kitchen sink and two bowls and a kitchen sink.
Okay.
A small one and a large one.
Yep.
In a smaller one, we typically will put soap and warm water in the morning to wash the morning dishes. And then by an hour, that water is cold, soapy water.
Right.
And I got to thinking, there's got to be some kind of an insulating blanket that you could buy or manufacture or somehow create to keep that water warm and that wastewater warming it up again.
That's an interesting idea. I don't think there's a commercial product for that. I've never seen it. But if you happen to have a very cold under cabinet area, I could see where that could potentially be annoying. So your challenge would be just simply to insulate this as much as possible. Now, along the back wall, where the back of the cabinet is on an exterior wall, if you could add a piece of foam insulation, which is available in all sorts of thicknesses, so it depends on what you have and how you can get it back in there, you're probably going to have to cut it in pieces. That will help a little bit. On the bowl itself, one idea that I would have is that you may be able to spray this with foam insulation like a Great Stuff. Now, there's two different types of Great Stuff. One is designed to expand, and one is designed not to expand. And if you use the one that doesn't expand, it's not going to, like, stretch your cabinet frame or anything like that. It's the kind that's designed for windows and doors, because what would happen is people would use the expandable foam insulation in a window or door cavity, and then it would swell so much, it would expand so much, the window gets stuck shut where it was. So if you use the kind that's designed for windows and doors, you may be able to get that. It's pretty sticky stuff. It may be able to adhere to the underside of that sink. So I think this is going to be an experiment to see if you can figure out something that works. So I understand the question. It doesn't have a straight, you know, forward, this is the product designed for that, because it's just not something that I think you're going to find available. So you got to get creative, which means you got to form your own insulation. And lastly, you know, you could just take a piece of fiberglass blanket, maybe one that's encapsulated on both sides. There are different types of encapsulated insulation. And create your own blanket around there, and maybe with a series of zip ties, hold it in place. So I think you're going to have to design your own, sir, okay, because I don't think it's available commercially.
So maybe I just get some blue board and glue. And
go for it. Yep. All right, good luck with that project, sir. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Bye.
All right, heading south to Florida, where Dorothy is on the line. What's going on at your money pit?
Well, I have engineered flooring. And I want to redo it. It's worn in spots. And nobody seems to be able to tell me what to do with it, how to refinish it.
So engineered flooring, Dorothy, is not a product that's designed to be refinished. It's not like hardwood floor where you can sand it, because it doesn't have as thick of a surface. Engineered flooring is made up of layers. It's more like plywood, where you have different types of wood that are glued together, and it gives you dimensional stability, and it's good for damp locations, but it's not necessarily designed to be refinished. So this may be a case where you need to remove and replace rather than refinish it.
Okay.
Now, there are a lot of different types of flooring that are available today aside from the engineered hardwood floor. You might want to take a look at the engineered vinyl plank, which can look just like wood or many other materials, but it's completely 100% waterproof. And you may even be able to install this on top of the old floor and not have to worry about even taking it up and avoiding the expense and the hassles of having to do a tear out. Is this engineered hardwood on a cement slab?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so it's going to be hard to get up because it's probably glued down. That's how they usually do that. So you may want to look at the engineered vinyl plank. Take a look at Lumber Liquidators, or as they go now, their new name is LL Flooring, and look at all the beautiful engineered vinyl planks. I put down two of those floors, in one in a kitchen and one in a laundry room, and they really have worn very, very well. And they're not expensive either.
Oh, okay. All right, I'll check that out.
Good luck, Dorothy. Thanks for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for joining us here on this November weekend. Coming up on the Money Pit, is the outside of your home ready for a fresh coat of paint? Well, if you have 2 weeks, a 30-foot ladder, and some experience, this makes for an excellent DIY project. For the rest of us, a pro is going to get that done much faster and probably with a better finish. We're going to have some tips for you to take on that project when the money pit continues. FineTape.com is your one-stop shop for tape and more. DIY, sports, arts and crafts, cleaning supplies, you name it. They carry over 100 trusted brands, including industry favorite 3M.
That's right. 3M's catalog includes household names like Command, Scotch, Bondo, Filtry, Scotch Blue, and Pelter. I've personally shopped their site and found everything I need, all at incredible prices.
So head on over to FineTape.com and stock up on supplies for your next project. Receive 10% off of your first purchase with promo code MONEYPIT.
That's FineTape.com, your source for connecting everything.
We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under-counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features four stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great-tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle-free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete one-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount.
Introducing the new Super Flapper from FluidMaster. Stop guessing. This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or a 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money today and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy running toilet today. FluidMaster is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Available now at Home Depot exclusively. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com. Now's a great time to check your roof for damage or wear. Not only does harsh weather beat up your roof, but with age, asphalt shingles will start to lose their natural oil and become dry and brittle. But that doesn't always mean they need a costly replacement. RoofMax Roof Rejuvenation Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. And right now, they're offering a free tune-up completed prior to applying treatment. They'll fix nail pops, refasten loose flashing, and seal cracks and exposed nails. An $859 value. I got a RoofMax treatment for my mom's house and saw it in action. It really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wall Block from Pavestone. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, enjoy this radio show? We know you do. And we think you might also love our podcast. You're going to find all kinds of things there to help you out with all your projects and help you plan for everything and save money and tackle those projects with confidence right there at moneypit.com/podcast. You can join us for new episodes every Monday and Thursday, just in time to help you plan your next home improvement adventure. Joe in Rhode Island, you've got the Money Pit. What's going on with your insulation?
Well, we built a new home,
yep.
And it's 2x6 construction
okay.
With a truss roof.
Yep.
And I used open cell sprayed in insulation, and they come
yep.
in and then they shave it all down to the studs.
Yep.
So we have a completely sealed envelope of the structure itself.
Okay.
Now, when it's a truss roof, so there's really no attic, but there is a space up there.
Okay.
When you sheetrock the whole ceiling and close that off, do I need to be concerned with some sort of ventilation in the attic space.
No, not at all. Not at all. Where did they insulate in the attic? Did they insulate under the roof itself?
They insulated the roof right to the plywood roof.
Yeah. Nope. You absolutely do not need to ventilate a spray foam house. And here's why. Because basically now that attic is a conditioned space. I have a spray foamed attic. It's terrific because it's pretty much the same temperature as the rest of the house all the time. It used to be that it was, you know, super hot in the summer and really cold in the winter. Now it's pretty much even Steven. And the fact that you use spray foam means that it expanded and sealed all the little cracks and gaps and crevices, so you're not going to have any problems with with drafts getting in there. So you do not need to ventilate that roof.
Now, how about we have a mechanical equipment up there. I have the air conditioning unit up there.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. No concerns with that in that space either?
No, it'll even work better because now, you know, when it's trying to cool in the summer, it's not going to be doing so in an attic space that's 110 degrees.
All right. I was concerned because there's absolutely no ridge vent, no soffit vent.
Yeah, no, that is done correctly, and we have to start thinking differently. Now, we use attic ventilation when we use products like fiberglass because we have to manage the moisture. But with spray foam ventilation, that is not an issue. That is now a conditioned part of your house, just like any room in your house. You may not have heating ducts up there, but it does not need to be ventilated.
Fantastic.
All right, that's a good choice.
All right. All right, very good.
Good luck, Joe. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right, we've got Ruth on the line from St. Thomas, Pennsylvania. You got us all excited we were going to the Caribbean, but we're sticking in the Northeast.
I know.
How can we help you today?
Well, I have a heat pump in my house. That's how we heat through that. And somebody told me that I have to have that serviced every winter for the heat pump, and in the spring I have to have the air conditioner serviced. Is there any truth to that? Because someone else told me that if you have an electrical heat pump, you do not have to have it serviced every year. So I was just wondering.
So you do need to have it serviced, but just once a year, because it's pretty much going to operate the same in the heating system and the cooling system, and they test both systems as part of the normal service. The difference between the heating and the cooling is one valve called a reversing valve, and it basically reverses the refrigeration cycle.
Okay.
And that can be checked as part of the summer AC service. So I don't think you have to do it twice a year. You certainly have to do it once a year. But living in Pennsylvania, a heat pump is probably a very expensive way for you to heat. I will tell you there's new technology out there now in heat pumps that are designed for northern climates. Bosch Home Comfort is a manufacturer of many of these inverter heat pumps that can actually handle heating when the temperature is like -5 or -10 outside. And
They
don't cost more to operate than what a gas furnace might be. So they're certainly a good option for those that don't have access to gas, for example, for the heating, where you can get air conditioning in the same system at a very, very affordable cost. So that's something to keep in mind for when it's time to upgrade the system. But for right now, I'd say servicing it once a year is the hot ticket.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you so much.
All right. Well, good luck with that project, Ruth.
Bye.
Well, if you'd like to paint the exterior of your home to boost its curb appeal, or maybe change a color that you're just not liking anymore, or just to give it a refresh, fall is the perfect time to get this project done. But painting an entire home is a big project that does require proper planning, preparation, and tools. And in most cases, it really is best left to a pro. But we do have some tips on a few factors that will affect your project's budget.
Now, first, understand that, according to Angie, painting an average home can cost between $2,000 and $5,000. Now, pros are going to provide estimates primarily based on the area of walls or siding that they're going to paint, not necessarily the home's square feet. And that pricing is going to be based on a few factors, including the type of siding and the height of the building. Now, wood and vinyl generally cost less than brick and stucco to paint, and also the taller the building, the higher the price is going to be. Those harder-to-reach areas require extra equipment and take more time to set up and clean up, which all add to the cost.
Yeah, and like many projects, however, there's a lot more than the price to consider. You've got to think about the quality of the finished job. I mean, that's really going to depend heavily on the quality of the workmanship and the quality of the materials. You know, painters that do take shortcuts on the required prep, like scraping and sanding away that old finish, may deliver a job that lasts just a fraction of what it should or could last.
Yeah, and likewise, failing to use a primer as well as choosing a cheaper paint can result in a lower quality finish that's just not going to stand up. Now, when it comes to paint, labor is the biggest part of the expense. So be sure to always insist on using the best quality paint for a long-lasting finish, and you won't have to repaint quite as frequently. It's actually a very small part of the overall budget.
Yeah, and finally, get some cost estimates here. You never want to take a quote without that pro coming to your house. You always want to get at least three quotes. Always ask for their references and check their painter reviews. Take the time to inspect their previous work, including recent and work that's done years ago. I mean, if you see that they did a house maybe 5-6 years ago and it's, you know, a short drive or walk from where you are, because you always kind of want to work with somebody local, take a look, see how it's...
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Reading Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season, open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th, featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights. Don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays, and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Reading Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
So if you're not familiar with it, you ought to look at the, what laminate is out there and what's available. I think that's going to be a much better option for you than trying to turn this into a concrete floor.
And the laminate can go directly over the hardwood floor. So what kind of prep work is that?
It can. You know, like, yep, it floats. You know, you put like a thin underlaminate underneath it, and then you lock it together. It sits right on top of that. And then you trim it between the floor and the baseboard.
Cool. Thank you so much. That's a great idea. I never thought of it, so I'll take a look into it. I appreciate it.
Yep, take a look.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up, do you love the look of a deck over a patio, but you do dread the hassle of digging and pouring concrete footings? Well, there's now a much easier solution thanks to the pedestal support system from Bison. We're going to explain how it works, helping you save money and avoid all of that back-breaking work when the Money Pit returns.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Did you know 8 out of the last 11 created jobs never really existed? The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Over the course of the past year, the Labor Department has revised the jobs report by over a million jobs. In case you forgot, the Federal Reserve was using this info when making their policy decisions. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I heard the call to serve, so I answered. I earned a title and discovered my purpose. I found belonging, an unbreakable bond with my fellow Marines. We fought to overcome adversity together in defense of our nation and its people. I've lived a full life, rich with meaning. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will always look after those around me. I will always uplift and support my country and my community. Because that is the promise I made. That is what it means to be a Marine. Semper Fidelis. Always faithful. Always Marine.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
What do you think you want to do with your life?
I am still working on that. You know, every day I'm trying to figure that out, so I don't know if I have an answer for you right now.
What do you really enjoy doing?
I'm a storyteller first and foremost, so I love to write any way I can express myself.
And you're in the engineering business. Any room for a storyteller in your business?
100%. We have to explain our projects and why they are good and what the benefits of them are going to be. So telling that story, articulating it, communicating it in a positive way is absolutely essential.
Darnell, is this opening your eyes to the fact that you're valued?
Ellie, no, it's very refreshing to hear, and I appreciate it.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, Work Ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Get ready for everything you need to know about the 2024 election, the candidates, the campaigns, and the factors that everyone seems to be ignoring.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Verizon Forward keeps eligible consumers of low-income households connected by giving them access to fast, reliable speeds of Verizon Home Internet at an affordable price, as low as $20 a month. New or existing qualifying customers can enroll following these three steps. Pick your plan, check your eligibility, and start saving. Some restrictions apply. See if you qualify to save with Verizon Forward at Verizon.com/Verizon Forward.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. So, do you love the look of a deck over a patio, but you don't want to have to deal with digging and pouring concrete footings to kind of hold it all in place? Well, now you don't have to.
The new Bison Level Up Adjustable Deck Pedestal Joist Support System transforms how ground-level decks are built by eliminating the need for concrete footers and posts, saving time, labor, and money.
With us to describe how it all works is Jennifer Johnson, the Business Development Manager at Bison. Welcome, Jennifer.
Hi, how are you?
So I have to say, this is an awesome product.
Yeah. I mean, for anybody that's ever tried to build a deck at the ground level, it's a harder project than you might think. I mean, I think folks think, well, you just like nail the beams together and throw a couple bricks under the corners and you're good to go. Well, that's not the way to do it, and that's why so many of them fall apart and decay and they don't last and they just look terrible. But this is a super clean, easy, and affordable way to create a foundation system for one of those decks. So talk to us about it. How does it work?
So it's a revolutionary system that utilizes pedestals, adjustable pedestals, so you don't have to dig the concrete footers or posts. And you can build the deck substructure directly onto these pedestals. There's an attachment that attaches to the wooden joist, so you build the substructure, and you can basically build a deck in a day. It eliminates that backbreaking labor of having to dig footers, fill them with concrete, wait for that to dry. You can really do this all in one day.
Yeah, and so the way this works, it looks like it sits right on grade. Is that correct, the base of the pedestal?
Yes. So you can build it over an existing concrete slab or pavers. Mm-hmm. You don't have to demo them, so there's time saved there. Or you can build it directly on the soil. So we suggest that you take that top layer of grass off, but then you can put some gravel down, build right over that. Really easy to build.
I mean, the way the bison footing or pedestal sort of comes together is so interesting, too. You know, all the different components that allow you to height adjust so you're leveling your deck as you're building it, but also how it just kind of wraps around and secures that joist. It's just so intuitive, and it's awesome.
Yeah, it's very easy to use. There's four basic components that make up a pedestal system, so you just stack them together. The joist top attachment wraps around and is fastened directly into the joist. Then the weight of the deck holds everything in place, so it's not going to move. It's also a very forgiving system, so as you're building it, you can continue to make adjustments to height and to slope. And we do sell some additional accessories, so if you need additional height in certain areas, we sell height adjustment couplers that can be screwed into the pedestal system. We also have slope levelers that you can add underneath the base of the pedestal. And you can compensate for up to 8% slope.
I see the way this works is the base sits on grade or an existing patio, for example, or a concrete slab. And then the top of the pedestal, you rotate, right, like a big screw to raise or lower. And then above that is where the floor joists get attached, and you have options on how you can attach those. Is that about right?
Yes. It's a telescoping pedestal, so you twist it by hand. You don't need any tools to raise or lower it. So really easy to use. The joist top attachment, you bend up the flap, and then that is what gets fastened into the wood joist.
You know, I can think of another application for this. I built a deck about 2 years ago now where after it was done, even though it was built to code, there was too much bounce in the middle of that deck for me. I really wanted it to be stiffer, and so I had to run another girder down the middle and support it by concrete and traditional basically piers. I could have slipped a couple of these, two or three of these, under that beam I built, and it would have been perfect to take the flex out of that deck.
Absolutely. It certainly would have worked for that. What's great, too, is you can use these in conjunction. If you have a traditional deck that's already been built and you want to add to it, you could use the pedestal system to add to that deck.
So now it comes as a kit. So does that sort of set in stone, you know, initially how large of a deck that you can build? Is there a certain amount of distance between these that are required? Can you kind of add on? How can you make it so that you get the deck size that you want?
Yeah, the kits are modular, so you can use one kit or you can use as many kits as you want. One kit is going to allow you to build an 8-foot by 10-foot deck using 2x6 lumber. So, you know, depending on the size of lumber you use will also dictate the size of your deck. We do say minimum of 8 feet by 8 feet just to avoid any tipping hazards, but you can go as big as you want. So you can use as many kits as you want. You just build them side by side. You don't even attach them together. This is really designed for free-floating decks, so we suggest that, you know, it doesn't get attached to the home or to any other structure.
You know, it also occurs to me that because it's an engineered polymer, you're not really at risk of weather, right? No freezing issues. It's not going to grow mold. It's really a kind of set-it-and-forget-it thing once you get it in place.
It's not going to degrade.
Absolutely. Yeah, these are really heavy-duty pedestal systems. They're made out of an engineered polymer, so they're going to last for years, years and years. Each pedestal holds up to 750 pounds, but they're weather, freeze, mold-resistant, so they're going to last a long time.
The product is called the Level Up Deck Pedestal System. It's made by Bison. It's available at Amazon, HomeDepot.com, and select Home Depot stores, as well as Tall Lumber. Jennifer Johnson, the Business Development Manager for Bison, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit.
Thank you.
Coming up, you want to make your home more comfortable and energy efficient? Well, start in the attic. We're going to explain how you can determine if you have the right amount of insulation to keep things cozy year-round next on the Money Pit.
You live in a money pit.
FineTape.com is your one-stop shop for tape and more. DIY, sports, arts and crafts, cleaning supplies, you name it. They carry over 100 trusted brands, including industry favorite 3M.
That's right. 3M's catalog includes household names like Command, Scotch, Bondo, Filtree, Scotch Blue, and Pelter. I've personally shopped their site and found everything I need, all at incredible prices.
So head on over to FineTape.com and stock up on supplies for your next project. Receive 10% off of your first purchase with promo code MONEYPIT.
That's FineTape.com, your source for connecting everything.
You can live out your MasterChef dream when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Have you noticed your toilet running? Well, stop wasting all that water by replacing the old toilet flapper with the new Super Flapper from Fluidmaster.
This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy running toilet today.
Fluidmaster is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Super Flapper is available exclusively at Home Depot. Learn more at superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com. Ready to upgrade your backyard in minutes? With Ladera Wall Block from Pavestone, installation is a breeze. Imagine a stunning fire pit assembled in less than 5 minutes. It's that easy.
Perfect for seat walls, lighting columns, and more, Ladera Wall Block is your go-to choice for that customized natural dry stack look without the hassle. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease.
To find a retailer near you, project instructions, design inspiration, and more, visit pavestone.com. That's P-A-V-E-S-T-O-N-E.com. Now's a great time to remodel your kitchen or bathroom before the holidays. You can add a new granite countertop at a fraction of the cost with the revolutionary products from Deich Coatings. The new Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit makes it easier than ever to get granite countertops in just a weekend. This DIY project rolls on a granite surface that's as smooth as glass, LuxRock Ultra is real stone. It spreads easily over your existing countertops and other hard surfaces, transforming them into new smooth stone surfaces that look and perform just like real granite. The project is as easy as painting, but it's not paint. It's premium real stone surface you can add right over your existing countertop. The introductory price is just $229 for a kit covering 40 square feet or $149 for a kit covering 20 square feet, all with free shipping. Perfect for bathrooms and kitchens. Shop online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DaichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit, makers of Marble Dream, LuxRock, and Spreadstone countertop kits. Available online at DeichCoatings.com.
Where home solutions live, this is The Money Pit, home improvement show where we make good homes better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti, and what we do here at The Money Pit is help you take care of your home. It can be a lot being a homeowner. You know, you love it, you have pride in your home, but you also have a lot of heart-stopping fear because there's a lot of stuff that can go wrong. And there's a lot of stuff that needs to be taken care of. But if you join us on the Money Pit podcast, we promise to help you plan, help you save money, spare you from all of those snafus that can happen along the way. So be sure to join us for those new episodes every Monday and Thursday at moneypit.com/podcast. Brad in Tennessee is on the line with a home that probably has the best practical joke already built into it. You flush the toilet, the shower gets cold. Why do you want to change that?
Well, because my four-year-old son seems to think it's more of a joke than it's a real thing.
Than his parents?
Yes, that is the problem.
All right, so the shower valve itself, right? There's an easy solution to this, first of all, Reb. It requires you to change the shower valve.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7. Emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received the call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Celebrate Thanksgiving at Black Bear Diner. Skip the hassle and let us cook for you. Enjoy homestyle turkey, slow roasted prime rib, and smoked ham with all the trimmings. Join us Thanksgiving Day for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Make your holidays special at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Cornerstone Community Bank is proud to partner with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. We'd like to express our heartfelt gratitude to veterans and active duty service members for their dedication and sacrifice. Cornerstone Community Bank offers personal and business banking solutions tailored to fit your unique needs. We invite you to experience the warmth of banking with us. Visit one of our four branches in Reading, Anderson, or Red Bluff, or online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
In your home.
Now we're heading to South Dakota, where Esther has a garage question. What can we do for you today?
Well, we have a long, skinny garage with one door. And I would like to extend the cement floor, of course, and loosen all those bolts that fasten it to the cement and turn it on its side and put two doors or a double door on this long side so we could fit two cars in there.
So you want to take the door from the end of the house where it just basically opens up to this long, extra long garage, and you want to swing the doors over to the side of the house so you can have room for a double door. Is that correct?
Yeah, I just want to turn the garage. I would leave the hole on the end. You know, I would make that into a sliding
right.
door instead of overhead door so it wouldn't get in the way of the trams up on top. But someone said that they didn't think that that way then the tracks would be going parallel with the stringers across the top.
So your first challenge here, before we talk about your doors, because that's the last thing that you have to deal with, the first challenge is you have to actually structurally change that long side of the house to be able to have these two large garage doors in it. So that is going to require rebuilding those walls. And is this a two-story house on that side?
Okay, no, this is not an attached garage. This is a freestanding garage.
So on that long side, though, is that where the roof sits?
Yes.
The roof rafters come down on that side? All right, so that is a load-bearing wall, Esther. So it has to be reframed for a standard garage opening. That's a big job. This is not just a matter of moving the tracks over and, you know, knocking out a few 2x4s. This is a big job. You're going to have a header across that, which is a beam that's going to support that roof.
Now, would it be better to have one wide door with the beam across or two separate doors with a column in?
Just as much work. Doesn't matter.
Oh, okay.
Big job. Not a do-it-yourself job. Job for a pro. Frame that out, and then you could... You know, perhaps you could preserve, the old garage door and move it to one side. But I got to tell you, garage doors are a real pain in the neck to take apart. They got about a million pieces to them, and they're a lot easier to put together when they start all disassembled and are built in place.
Well, we have turned garages before in different places where we live.
All right, so this is a project that you are very familiar with, except in this case, you're going to have to reframe that exterior wall, and that is the bigger part of this project.
Okay.
Esther, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now that it's chilly out there and we are sealing up our homes for the winter, it's a good time to freshen up your carpeting. We're going to share a recipe for a natural carpet freshener that you can make yourself from just a few simple ingredients when the Money Pit returns.
Live in a money pit.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer from legendary Direct Connection Performance Parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do...
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
If you've got questions, reach out to us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT or go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button.
Jeannie reached out to Money Pit saying, a couple of weeks back, you mentioned a homemade natural way to freshen carpets. Can you walk us through those steps and ingredients list again?
Yeah, sure. Jeannie, here's a quick guide to making and using a natural carpet deodorizer we came up with. So the first thing is to gather the ingredients. You're going to need about 2 cups of baking soda, about a half a cup of salt, and then either a quarter to a half cup of dried mint leaves or lavender buds so you have a little scent. Combine the baking soda, combine the salt, and stir in the dried herbs for a fresh scent and extra deodorizing power. Now, next, you want to vacuum the carpet thoroughly to remove the dirt. Once it's vacuumed, then you simply sprinkle that mixture evenly on the carpet using a sifter for better distribution, especially in those high traffic or odor-prone areas. Then we like to let it sit. I would let it sit for a half hour or so, and once that's done, you can vacuum it again thoroughly to remove the mixture, and this is going to leave your carpets smelling surprisingly fresh and clean. It's also not harmful to the carpets. Like sometimes when you steam clean, it can be horrible, but this is really an easy way to maintain them and have them smelling great all year long.
All right. Now, Pam wants to know, is it possible to insulate the outside of a house to stop condensation on a basement wall? It seems to be mostly on the north wall and only happens where the concrete is above ground.
Yeah, you don't want to insulate the outside of the basement wall. What you want to insulate is the interior of the basement wall, and there actually are special insulations for that. It could be something as simple as a Dow styrofoam board, or there are fiberglass insulations that have vapor barriers built into them. And if you do that, then that warm, moist air inside the basement is not going to be able to condense on the cold basement because it won't be able to reach the cold foundation, and you won't have the condensation issue any longer.
All right. Hope that helps you out, Pamela. Stay cozy.
Well, are you guys ready to update the faucets in your kitchen or your bath? Well, if so, you might want to give a serious look into hands-free faucets. Leslie explains why in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, hands-free faucets, they've been around in commercial use for decades, but today you're finding more and more being designed for the home, and they do provide quite a number of advantages. For one, you don't need to worry about your hands being dirty or soapy or full. They're also great for keeping the germ count down. Less hands, touching less surfaces, and that's something that can come in really handy with a household full of kids, pets, even elderly relatives. Some other advantages are saving water because that faucet isn't going to be running while you're soaping up your hands. You're not going to forget to turn it off and walk away. It's great for people with limited hand mobility. It's great for the chef of the house because you're not reaching for the faucet with those chickeny hands. I always feel like, oh, my gosh, I'm doing everything, and then I'm touching the faucet, and I'm trying to get things, and then I feel like I have to bleach everything after. So that's definitely helpful there. And it's also great for kids who just can't reach. All they need to be able to do is touch or wave at the faucet, and they've got water to wash their little hands. Now, those touchless faucets are installed just like a standard faucet, and most also have the traditional hot and cold valves, which you can adjust for the desired temperature. The one change here is that they do have a battery pack, which operates that hands-free sensor. So these hands-free faucets, they're not more difficult to install. They offer a ton of benefits that you'll not find in a traditional kitchen or bath faucet. So if you're out there to update a bathroom or a kitchen space, definitely consider it.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, do you guys use your garage as a workshop or some other sort of hangout spot? Winter can make that difficult. So we've got some tips on how you can add heat to your garage and turn it into a year-round comfortable workspace on the next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
From high atop Fox News headquarters in New York City, always seeking solutions, never sowing division, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the latest moments of the show. We have a lot coming on, going on in Washington, D.C., a lot of focus there, a lot of nominees coming forward, Democrats licking their wounds. We're watching the former president continue to fill out his roster after some dramatics yesterday with the customary showing up to greet the soon-to-be former president. This hour, we'll be joined by Senator Tommy Tuberville, and Senator James Lankford is standing by. And, of course, take your calls, 1-866-408-7669. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
We're going to defend the people of this city. His threat is not just towards new arrivals and undocumented families. His threats are also against black families.
Yeah, what an idiot. This mayor of Chicago, the Trump resistance forming, and governors are taking the lead. In that case, a mayor. We discussed whether the tone, deafness of the Dems truly get the message that the people have spoken through this election.
Number two.
Wow. Kind of wonder whether he could actually get confirmed even by the House Republican conference.
We will consider this in the Senate and certainly will be in the Judiciary Committee. I don't happen to serve on that committee.
Picking a starting lineup and ruffling a lot of feathers with one of the cabinet selections as could be boxed out as Tulsi Gabbard and Rubio get their slots, and Matt Gaetz mysteriously is named to a position he more than likely won't get confirmed for. Attorney General will forecast it.
Number one.
I'm not going to go into granular detail of what was discussed in the meeting. What I can say that it was indeed very cordial, very gracious, and substantive.
Wow, that's KJP talking about Trump and Biden. A sweep. A Republican locks up the House. Republicans lock up the House. They pick their leadership in the Senate. And a great president-elect meet Donald Trump as he meets one-on-one with President Biden, who is one and done. They met in the Oval. There's going to be massive change in Washington, and we just don't know how big the gap is going to be for the Republicans in the House because they should have about a 6-seat lead. But with Mike Waltz leaving his seat in Florida, with now Matt Gaetz already resigned his seat in Florida, and Elise Stefanik, that's 3 seats that they got to fill through special elections. Not that I think the outcome's in doubt, but it'll be at times in which they're going to be shorthanded. Senator James Lankford got elected to leadership yesterday as vice chair of the Republican Conference. He is quite happy out of Oklahoma, and he joins us now. Senator, welcome back.
Hey, thanks, Brian. Good to be back with you again.
So why was it important to get the leadership position?
Well, just having the opportunity to be able to help drive some of the agenda of what we're trying to do to be able to make sure that the voice of common sense Oklahomans are being heard, quite frankly, at the leadership table, and to be able to say, what are we going to do? How are we going to get it done? How are we going to move an agenda that clearly the president has led and that American has spoken for? How are we going to get that done?
So it must be a different feel, Senator, than you've had, let's say, 2 years ago after Election Day, and certainly 4.
Yeah, very, very different feel than it was 4 years ago when we were all trying to be able to figure out how bad is this going to be. And then we've experienced over the last 4 years high inflation, all the challenges, all the crazy cultural stuff that they've tried to be able to ram down Americans' throat, the cutoff of energy opportunities. I mean, there's all the things that we've experienced that we thought 4 years ago would happen did happen. And now we have a new opportunity that America's pushed back and said, that's ridiculous policies. And so America set a new agenda, and Trump is actually leading that.
Here's the exchange yesterday between the two presidents. Cut three.
Well, Mr. President-elect and the former president,
thank you.
Donald, congratulations.
Thank you.
And looking forward to having a, like we said, smooth transition. Do everything we can to make sure you're accommodated, what you need. And we're going to get a chance to talk about some of that today.
So cool.
Welcome.
Thank you. And, thank you very much. And politics is tough. And it's, in many cases, not a very nice world, but it is a nice world today, and I appreciate it very much. A transition that's so smooth, it'll be as smooth as it can get, and I very much appreciate that, Jim.
You're welcome.
Were you surprised?
No, not surprised on it, other than that Joe Biden has said now for months, over a year, that Donald Trump is a threat to all democracy and that we won't have a democracy or a constitution or after he comes into office. And he's been accused of being Hitler and a fascist. And then suddenly it was, well, welcome. We're working towards a smooth transition to make sure that you take the lead. So he either didn't believe that, or if he did believe it, now he suddenly changed his mind on it. It just was a very odd transition for him and that. It's not surprising to me for Donald Trump. He handled the same kind of transition before in the previous time. I do have to tell you, just watching the video clip when I saw it, seeing Donald Trump sitting in, as you're facing it, that left chair rather than a right chair, does look odd because I'm so used to seeing him in the Oval Office sitting in the other chair where Joe Biden was sitting, where he will sit in after January the 20th.
What committee is he going to be on?
So still be on Homeland Security, still be on the Intelligence Committee, still be on the Finance Committee. We got a lot of work to do to be able to write all the tax policy coming out of Finance Committee. And so there's still quite a bit of work to do.
Senator, how important is it for you to be involved with border security? I mean, you've put a lot of work in there. You know, that bipartisan bill that you guys worked on was front and center through this whole election cycle.
Sure,
and that's going to be the president's priority. What role will you play going forward?
Yeah, still serving in leadership on the Homeland Security Committee. That bipartisan bill that we put forward had 2 sections of it. One section was compelling the president, President Biden, to do his job. He was cutting off funding until he actually put in place the policies that he could actually do right now that he just chose not to do. The second part of it was fixing a loophole in the asylum process that's existed for decades. So when I look at that bill now, and I've had folks that have asked me, you think President Trump's going to take that up? I was like, well, half that bill is not needed anymore. Because half the bill was compelling the president to do his job. Clearly, President Trump is going to enforce the border, so half of it's not needed. The other half will still be important at some point. But I would say I think it's going to drop off the radar initially because we'll drop from 4,000 illegal crossings a day to 500 illegal crossings a day pretty rapidly when Trump becomes president. And so it'll go off the front page of the news.
Well, why do you think it'll drop?
That last 500, we still got to be able to solve.
Well, why do you think it's going to drop that precipitously?
That number will drop precipitously because 1,500 people a day are coming under the CBP One app that President Biden is doing. President Trump will end the use of that app the very first day. Another 1,000 are coming in under what's called the CHNV, the Cuba, Haitian, Nicaragua, Venezuelan program. That program will end immediately the first day. So that's 2,500 plus people. Then they'll do greater enforcement and turnarounds, which will slow down the number of people paying cartels to come in, and we'll be back to a handful of what it was before. So, yeah, the very first day, I think the numbers will drop dramatically just because of executive actions that the president can take to stop it.
Senator Lankford, what is left of the wall that was paid for in 2020 that was just laying in the desert?
But there are still some sections on that are in Texas and a couple other spots, so those can be installed. Interestingly enough, in the last few months, President Biden has actually started installing and closing some of those areas. I was down in Arizona just about 3 weeks ago along the border and saw some of the installation that's actually happening there. So quietly, the Biden administration started actually doing that again. So that's helpful. But he also, as you know, Biden also sold off some of the steel for just pennies on the dollar. And so some of that's going to have to be repurchased by the American people to be able to close other sections.
So when it comes to these confirmations, it'll go through the Judiciary Committee first. That's not a committee you're on, right?
It's not. Well, it depends on what it is. So, for instance, Tulsi Gabbard, with what we call the ODNI, the Office of Department of National Intelligence, that will actually come through the Intelligence Committee that I serve on. But like Matt Gaetz, he will go through the Judiciary Committee because that's actually the Committee of Jurisdiction for the Department of Justice.
Here's what Senator Fetterman said about Matt Gaetz, Cut 15.
Well, I put out a tweet about it. I mean, clearly, it's just kind of like a God-tier kind of trolling, just to trigger a meltdown. But really, the Dems' opinions on Gaetz, that's not really what's interesting. What to me is interesting is going to, those are good, the good ones are going to come by my colleagues on the other side, the GOP, on how they can justify voting for that jerk.
So, I don't know how you feel about Matt Gaetz, but he doesn't really have the highest approval rating amongst your caucus. What do you think his chances are?
Yeah, I think we're going to take him through the process just like we do everything else. We take President Trump's selection seriously. If he is picking someone and saying, hey, I want them on my team, we're going to take them through the process. He'll go through that process like everybody else. Well, whether it's Marco Rubio that we work side by side on or whether it's Matt Gaetz, both of them were announced yesterday. The response of both of them is exactly the same. Let's get them through the confirmation process. Let's make sure they're getting a fair hearing as fast as we possibly can.
All right, so Senator Tommy Tuberville is going to be my guest in a little while. He said that the senators have no business voting against nominees from the president. Do you believe that?
No, I think the Senate does have a constitutional responsibility called advice and consent. President Biden didn't get all of his nominees. There were some Democrats that opposed his nominees as well and said, hey, this person we don't think is qualified. If you go back 8 years ago, President Trump, there were a few nominees that Republicans even in those first couple of years looked at and said, hey, we're not sure this person's qualified. And then the president was able to put somebody in place. What we're not going to do is block the president from being able to get somebody in place and to be able to get the job done on that. That's the important part on it. But the Senate still has a constitutional role to be able to play, and we should be able to engage to be able to do that. But quite frankly, the first responsibility is to get going. A lot of these nominations have taken forever. We should start this literally January the 3rd, as soon as we're sworn in, immediately start meeting in the hearings and to start taking off to make sure it's ready for January 20th when the president's in place.
Well, I know that. Before I get to that, how do you feel about reconciliation appointments?
Oh, about doing the recess appointments in between? Yeah, the recess appointments is a constitutional thing to do, but the Supreme Court spoke on this just 10 years ago. Because remember, President Obama was trying to slide in a bunch of folks for recess appointments. The Supreme Court stepped in and said, hey, you can't just randomly do this on a weekend kind of thing, saying Congress is not here for the weekend, so I'm going to put people in. There are boundaries to it. That is a sign that the Senate is not getting their job done if you have to do a recess appointment thing. The Senate first should do its job and actually speed up, make sure that we're staying longer hours, longer days to be able to actually make sure the work is getting done.
Would you discourage the president from doing that?
Yeah, the hard part with a recess appointment is they're always short term. They only last 2 years. And then that's all that they can actually get. And you're always going to have a legal challenge. Remember Chad Wolf when he came in as the head of DHS, He was never confirmed in the process, was not actually walked through that process, and Democrats wouldn't do that. So the challenge that we had was several things that Chad Wolf had ruled on, then got kicked out in the courts later on, saying, hey, there wasn't a confirmed nominee for that.
Because he's acting.
So,
wow.
Because he's acting. That's right. So you've got to kind of balance these things out. You can try to move them in with speed, but they may be sitting in the chair but may not have the power that they need to really get things done.
So how are things going to be different with Senator Thune, being that he works so close with McConnell? A lot of people feel as though McConnell was getting in the way of the president's agenda. How are things going to be different with Thune?
I would say Thune and McConnell are two different people. Yes, they both worked on the leadership team, but they are two very different people. Thune has both served in the House and in the Senate. He knows both bodies very well. He's done a bunch of different positions in leadership. So this is kind of like somebody that owns a restaurant that's also worked as a waiter and a busboy and a cook. They kind of know every role there. He served as a committee chair. He knows how to move legislation. And people forget this. John Thune voted with President Trump 91% of the time if you go back to 4 years ago. He's one of the top people that voted for President Trump's agenda 4 years ago. They give him a hard time for some of the things that he might have said. Everybody has disagreements at different points. That's what leaders do. They push on each other to be able to make each other better. But when you actually look at his voting record, he was overwhelmingly supportive of President Trump's agenda 4 years ago. And I think that's one of the big reasons that as soon as Thune was actually elected by our conference, President Trump put out that Truth Social post in strong support of Thune and said, hey, looking forward to us working together. Thune gets stuff done fast. And so there was a very strong statement there from the president of support for Thune.
So the thing is, when the minority seems to slow things down. This is what it was explained to me. Well, we don't work Mondays. We don't work Fridays. And we might decide, well, you know, we're not going to really hear any nominees or until maybe the afternoon on Wednesday. And then how many nominees you're actually going to see. And then after you get the hearings, you got to vote on them. Then you got to put them to the floor. So there's ways the minority can slow you down. How do you overcome that?
Well, first things first, let's meet, let's get going on it. If they start trying to slow things down, then we can put our own pressure on the minority. That's the thing about the Senate, is that the Senate, most everything runs by consent. Both sides have got to look at each other, work out our differences like grown-ups, and then to be able to get stuff done. So I fully expect Democrats will throw a fit on some of these different folks that are coming through to the nomination process. They'll do what they can to be able to slow it down. But Thune, at that point, has the power to be able to control the schedule. And so he can just say, we're going to work through the weekends. We're going to work longer times. We're going to put up 20 nominations in a day. I mean, there are things that he can just be able to keep pressing us to be able to grind through it, to be able to get it done.
So you're convinced that how many can you get done by inauguration?
Well, we'll have to have the president inaugurated. We can do a lot of the hearings behind the scenes, but to actually start bringing them up and try to confirm them, we'll confirm them as soon as the president's actually in place. So that gives us 2 weeks to do some of those nominations. There are about 1,200 people, Brian. There's a lot of people that have to go through the process on it. So the priority will be things like Secretary of State, Secretary of Defense, all your national security folks. Those will be the primary folks that will come up. And then we'll start working through the rest of the top cabinet people, then the deputies in the cabinet, and then you just take off and go from there. And as soon as we can get a gap, then we start working on judges.
All right. Senator, thanks so much for your time. I look forward to you making a real impact on the way in. And I see the president tweeted out congratulating all you guys on your leadership positions. Thanks so much.
You bet. Glad to do it. Let's get some work done.
You got it. I think it's Truth Social. I got to be correct about that. He put it on Truth Social. Hey, listen, I'll take some calls now. What is your opinion about the roster that's taking shape? 1-866-408-7669. Don't move.
Educating, entertaining, enlightening. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down, get it going slower.
IZERVAY is proven to slow GA progression.
IZERVAY, it's GA going slower.
IZERVAY or Avacincaptad Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
visit iZervay.com. That's iZervay.com.
Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Former CIA officer Jason Hansen here. As someone who's dedicated my life to protecting people, I know the importance of guarding what matters most. Right now, with global instability and the dollar's declining value, that means securing your financial assets with gold. For me, I trust Advantage Gold with my own investments. Give them a call at 800-900-8000 for a 100% free gold guide. Again, call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 today.
Paid for by Advantage Gold. Performance may vary. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Always consult your financial and tax professional.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. The old adage, cash is king, no longer seems to ring true as phones take on more of the work of wallets and people rethink how much they still need to carry in cash. 4 in 10 Americans say none of their purchases in a typical week are paid for using cash, according to a survey from the Pew Research Center. Still, those who do carry cash, on average, is about $67 as of 2021. And if you still like to carry cash, how much should you keep even for emergencies? The Wall Street Journal spoke to financial advisors, executives, and security experts for advice on the best approach. One advisor recommends $30 just to cover small transactions, while many add that paying in cash might help curb overspending, since the emotional impact of spending with bills is greater than paying with a phone or credit card. And if you want to forego cash altogether, financial advisors say you should leave home with no more than 2 or 3 credit cards. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1987. Jim and Tammy Baker.
We can't say we've learned a good lesson. We've learned a I hate that it took this many years to learn it. I'm getting a little old for starting over again.
I refuse to submit my family and my friends and innocent people and myself to further rumors and gossip. I believe I would have been a successful candidate, and I know I could have been a very good president, but apparently now we'll never know.
I realize there's a lot of folks around that think there's a loose cannon on the Gundeck estate at the NSC. People used to walk up to me and tell me what a great job I was doing.
In Robert Bork's America, there is no room at the inn for blacks. And no place in the Constitution for women. And in our America, there should be no seat on the Supreme Court for Robert Bork.
She's crying and humming and sometimes singing. She goes to sleep at periods of time.
News as it happens. News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk. Fox rocks.
I'm Michelle Foligno.
My name.
Snoop Dogg's Long in the Works reunion album with Dr. Dre has a release date. The album titled Missionary will drop December 13th and will feature 15 tracks with guest appearances from the late Tom Petty, Eminem, Jelly Roll, Sting, Method Man, 50 Cent, and BJ the Chicago Kid. Petty is represented on a rework of his 90s hit Last Dance with Mary Jane with assistance from Jelly Roll. Eddie Murphy will star in a biopic of Parliament Funkadelic legend George Clinton. Murphy will reteam with his Dreamgirls director Bill Condon. The yet untitled project is based on Clinton's 2014 memoir, Brothers Be, You're Like George. Ain't That Funkin' Kinda Hard on You? The film reportedly will be released by Amazon Prime. Clinton and his manager, Jeff Jampol, are among the executive producers. Clinton is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's Fox Rocks on Fox News.
Brian Kilmeade.
So today, President Biden met with President-elect Trump for approximately 2 hours in the Oval Office. White House Chief of Staff Jeff Zients and incoming Chief of Staff Susie Wiles joined the meeting. It was a substantive meeting, an exchange of views. They discussed important national security and domestic policy issues facing the nation and the world.
Well, that was KJP. I'm somewhat surprised that they seem to get along or talk about issues. And now President Biden's going to be going over to be with President Xi of China. Maybe Trump said, maybe he asked Trump, what do you want me to relay to him? I would love that. He said, listen, you got to continue to fund Ukraine. And I know they want to keep their whole all their climate projects together. You know, they want America to write a $1 trillion check every year to different climate projects. Forget it. We're not doing it. Justin in New Mexico. Hey, Justin.
How you doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, so I like every pick that Donald Trump's made. You know, no one's perfect, considering Matt Gaetz, but you know, that's what happens when you get people in there that won't do what you ask them to do. So you end up, you know, you got to get somebody that's going to do what you ask. But I just hope Donald Trump does, you know, the reason I voted for him for so he can get rid of income tax. So that's what I'm pulling for. So all these people, I hope they do what he wants. So
well, I'll tell you what, he's going to give additional tax breaks. I don't know if there's a plan in place to get rid of the income tax, but he's going to be – I love the fact that he's going to bring people in instead of cutting programs. Maybe he's got to do some cutting programs, but I think he's going to bring people in to make it a more efficient government. And that's who we need. He's going to unleash Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy. I think that's going to help. And then you get growth with the energy sector and reinforcing the border, and you'd make this huge effort to bring manufacturing back. And on top of that, you get that corporate tax rate down to 15 if companies want to stay here, and stays at 21 if they don't. Listen, that's a big incentive. Remember, they were beginning to come back to this country before the pandemic, and then everything went on hold. Let's see what happens when that tax reform gets, re-upped. Brian Kilmeade Show, Senator Tommy Tuberville, next.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
The Ramsey Show.
When you're walking around with a little picket in your hand and you're saying, I demand $22 to work at McDonald's, then you don't get to bitch about inflation.
Yeah.
Because you caused it. It's The Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Fox News.
You want truth, you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
It is clear that the American people did make clear that they want Donald Trump in the White House, and there is power that comes with that. And of course, these latest nominations, I think, are a clear sign of how aggressive Trump plans to be. Also, just how quickly all of these nominations have been rolling out is another very clear sign that Trump is not going to waste any time. He is going to step into the Oval Office, and he is going to get moving quickly.
And that is Steph Knight of Axios noticing the velocity of picks. And I expect the Treasury Secretary, Energy Secretary to come out quick, too. Mark Thiessen joins us now, Washington Post, speechwriter for Bush, Fox News contributor. Mark, welcome back. You got to be impressed with the speed. They seem organized. Would you agree with that?
Well, first of all, I think the vast majority of the picks are outstanding. I think Mike Waltz for National Security Advisor is outstanding. Rubio at State is terrific. I'm really excited about Pete Hegseth. I think Pete is it's interesting. Everyone's saying, well, he's only 44. You know, he's not qualified to be Secretary of Defense. It's like, I'm sorry, Don Rumsfeld was 43 the first time he was nominated to be Secretary of Defense. So Pete will not be the youngest Secretary of Defense in American history if he's confirmed. So these are all great picks. The Matt Gaetz pick, not so much. I think that's Donald Trump's first unforced error of the transition, and it's a sign that maybe he's going a little too fast. I think something like that sounds like it was hatched on Trump Force One with a small group of people and just not vetted, not planned, and I don't think Gaetz has a chance in hell of getting confirmed in the U.S. Senate.
Right. Here's Congressman Max Miller. About that, a Republican from Ohio, cut 10.
I just think it's silly. The president is smart enough and his team is smart enough to know that Mr. Gaetz will never get confirmed by the Senate whatsoever.
So this is a Republican. He's not going to vote on his house, but that's just a sentiment. He's the most unpopular person in Congress, I think.
Yeah, so I mean, first of all, nobody is happier than Speaker Johnson and his House colleagues that he's resigned. He didn't have to resign from the Congress in order to pursue this nomination. He did because in 2 days there's an ethics committee report coming out about him that he wanted to preclude. Guess what? I think every element of that ethics committee report will be demanded by the Senate in his confirmation hearings, and they'll call the members of that committee to testify on what they found. So it's not like it's not going to come out. The best thing he could do is just resign and go away.
But he's not. At least he's going to. Could he be a recess appointment?
It's complicated because so first of all, you have to have a recess to have a recess appointment. There's this whole controversy about whether Trump wants to use this Article 2, Section 3 of the Constitution, which has never been used, to adjourn Congress and then install his entire cabinet through recess appointments, which would allow them to serve for 2 years, through the term of Congress. That's never been tried before, and I think that's a really, really, really bad idea, because keep in mind, we've got a 53-seat majority in the Senate. A bunch of guys were just elected for 6 years. They're going to outlast Donald Trump. Chuck Grassley is the chairman of the Judiciary Committee. He's 91. He's never running again. Trump has no leverage over him. There's a whole bunch of people who might just decide, my seat's up in 4 years. I'm not running again. I'm going to do it. He doesn't have the control over the Senate that he might have over the House. And this endangers the rest of his agenda, because if he does a power move on the Senate and trying to ram through a whole bunch of nominees, including people he doesn't like, he's got things that there are a lot of Republicans who aren't comfortable with, like the idea of no taxes on Social Security income. Right. That's something that could, a lot of Republicans look at that and say that could bankrupt Social Security. I don't think that's a good way. Social Security is already headed towards bankruptcy. Why would we do that? He's going to have to win people over for some of these non-traditional positions he's taken. And why would he endanger his agenda by alienating members of the Senate who jealously guard the Senate's prerogatives?
You don't want to spend your capital there. I just, maybe they didn't really think it out.
Why waste your capital on Matt Gaetz? I mean, truly. When there's so many, by the way, there is a plethora of brilliant conservative lawyers who have been absolutely loyal to him, defended him, been on the airwaves, fighting the legal fight. There's so many people he could pick to shake up the Justice Department. Why Matt Gaetz? It's just mind-boggling to me.
So you wrote a column about the 8 Democratic choices that paved the way for Trump's comeback. The spending. Number 2, the border disaster. It's really hard to get all 3. Number 3, the catastrophe, the Afghanistan withdrawal. They broke their promise to unite the country. That he never even tried to unite the country, did he?
No, he didn't. In fact, he did the opposite. So this is a guy who, his inaugural speech, a lot of the roots of this defeat were in the first months of the Biden-Harris administration. His inaugural promise was, I will put my whole soul into uniting the country. And he was more divisive than Trump. This is a guy who went to Atlanta and gave a speech comparing Republicans who voted against him on the his partisan election law to Bull Connor and Jefferson Davis. They called them racist and traitors. And in the final weeks, said that the Trump supporters were garbage. If a lot of voters looked at that and said, look, if both sides are slinging mud, at least I'll pick the guy who made my life better. You're not only slinging mud, but you've given me the worst inflation in 4 decades. My groceries are $100 basket of groceries costing me $125. So if you're not going to be nicer and more and unite the country, why on earth would I vote for you?
Yeah, and that all leads to it. And the thing is, I really believe that Joe Biden thinks he's doing a great job. I really do. That's why he's really befuddled that he was kicked out, which is part of his cognitive decline. It's part of the whole process. So does it surprise you that the opposition is already combining and forming a operation of resistance with Gavin Newsom, with Polis and Pritzker? And they're trying to find out different areas they could push back against a Trump White House, especially when it comes to immigration.
It doesn't surprise me, though. On the other hand, Gavin Newsom, smartly went out and said, I want the president to succeed. I'm going to give him a chance to succeed. But it doesn't surprise me. And Republican governors did it to Biden. There was a lot of the policies that were stopped in the courts were because the state attorney generals and the state governors enacted lawsuits to block him. The reason why the immigration issue took off is because a Republican governor decided that Texas isn't going to be the only state that has illegal migrants in it. We're going to ship them to New York and Chicago and other places. So it's not unexpected, but I think that the level of the tone, I think, is different now. If you go back, if we all remember 2016, they were, you know, lighting limousines on fire during the inauguration, and there were marches and protests, and they had the women's march with those pink hats, and they, you know, the cry went up, you know, Trump is not my president, you know, he's a Russian stooge, he was put in place by Vladimir Putin, and blah, 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 and all this other stuff. You're not seeing all that right now because the victory was so decisive. I mean, you know, he won the popular vote as well as the electoral college. He, you know, he won every swing state. It's like, I think right now the Democrats are sort of they're licking their wounds and trying to figure out what the hell happened. So I'm surprised actually there's not more resistance.
Well, I tell you, there is a sense, you know, those red hats that they say is triggering. Now I see him in New York City. I'm watching West Virginia play football. The guy made an interception. They do the Trump dance. Bosa in San Francisco does the Trump dance after a sack. And I'm saying to myself, well, what a difference. Everyone was saying take a knee during the national anthem, kind of blaming the president. Wherever he goes, he was getting protested. Of course, he always had his supporters. I think the American people have been won over. And not all of them, obviously. But you don't win the popular vote. You don't get over 300 electoral votes and just okay. I think things are changing before our eyes. Are you there yet?
I think they are, but I think Trump's got to seize this moment to unite the country and do what Biden promised to do but didn't do. You know, he's got a huge opportunity to be a transformational leader, but it's not by picking people like Matt Gaetz. It's not. This is to quote The Mandalorian. This is not the way.
Right. Absolutely. But people, but Dana Perino pointed out how many crazy picks that Joe Biden had. And turned out to be worse than we thought. Cut 22.
And I just want to point out a couple of other things. On Joe Biden named this woman, Tracy Stone Manning, to run the BLM. That's the Bureau of Land Management, Greg. She had direct ties to an eco-terrorist organization. Then, after the October 7th attack, he nominated a lifetime federal judgeship to a guy named Adil Manji, who had hosted anti-Semitic groups on campus and defended cop killers. He had Sam Britton.
Yes.
Right? Okay.
The luggage thief,
okay, to oversee nuclear waste disposal. Good thing he didn't steal any of that. I could go on and on, but the last one I would mention is Jen Granholm. She literally invested in EV battery companies while serving as the energy secretary of the country. So if you're going to be off in arms about one nomination, just give Pete a chance. I think that he will do a great job.
So something worth pointing out. And lastly, President Biden's going to meet with President Xi. I'm wondering if President Trump gave him a message or if he asked for one to relay, because it's not a speculation. He's taking over. And number two, the president's going to name an envoy to Ukraine and to Ukraine to work on this peace initiative. Who should it be?
That's a really, really good question. First of all, if Trump wants to nominate Matt Gaetz to the Bureau of Land Management, I could support that as a compromise.
Go ahead.
But I don't think that Donald Trump needs Joe Biden to be his emissary to Xi Jinping. I think that he's probably already talked to Xi Jinping, and I think Xi Jinping understands Donald Trump pretty well, and that he's in for a new situation. I think also Donald Trump has an opportunity in Ukraine to do something that Teddy Roosevelt did with the Russo-Japanese War, which is to end a war and create a lasting peace that would be worthy of a Nobel Peace Prize. So I think the goal is to not just, there's a lot of people in his circle who hate Ukraine, who just want to throw Ukraine under the bus. I don't think Trump feels that way. I think he really likes Zelensky. I think he wants to do something that is lasting. This is an opportunity to do something on par with the Abraham Accords. And quite frankly, if he can do a lasting peace in Ukraine, combine that with more Abraham Accords in the Middle East, I think that it would be he truly could win a Nobel Peace Prize at some point, and certainly deserve it. So I'd like to see him do something that is lasting and successful and outlives his presidency.
However, if Barack Obama started a midnight basketball intramural league in Chicago, he would get it first.
Peace
in the Middle East and Eastern Europe.
That is absolutely true.
So, Mark, outline how the president won. Mark breaks it down and talks about the eight things that the Democrats did to pave the way for President Trump, who took advantage of a lot of it. And lastly, Mark, I know you communicate with the president. I communicated with him a couple of times. I've just been watching him. I have never, ever seen him so happy.
Yeah. He seems joyful, which is what we were promised. We were promised joy, and I think we've got it.
Right. But the woman that promised us joy is going to Hawaii on vacation.
There, good. I hope she enjoys it. She's the new Michael Dukakis.
Right. So, I feel bad for
J.D.
Vance.
2.5. You know the scene in Naked Gun 2.5 when Frank Drebin is in the blues bar, Wood Drowning His Sorrows, and they pan across the pictures of the Hindenburg and the Titanic and the Chicago Fire and the big portrait of Michael Dukakis. If they did a remake today, Kamala Harris would be the picture in place of Michael Dukakis.
I love it. Absolutely. I just feel bad for J.D. Vance. The day one, he's going to have to get a floor plan out. He's going to have no idea what the kitchen is, the bathroom, because she's not going to be around to tour him through.
I know. It's very sad.
Well, Mark Thiessen, thanks so much.
Take care.
1-866-408-7669. When we come back, we'll find out if I indeed need to know more.
Remember to check out Brian's show, One Nation, Saturdays at 9 p.m. Eastern on Fox News Channel. If you already have plans, set up that DVR and watch when you get home. That's One Nation, Saturdays at 9 p.m. Eastern on Fox News Channel. Be there.
The Epic Return of Yellowstone. New episodes Sunday at 8, 7 central. Only on Paramount Network.
Legacy. You build something worth having, someone's going to try and take it.
What I'm doing isn't for the ranch. It's for us.
America's number one show returns.
I spent my whole life here.
Me too. You destroy me. You destroy yourself.
Unlike you, I keep my promises.
Yellowstone. New episodes Sunday at 8, 7 central. Only on Paramount Network.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man aged 45, non-smoker, can get $1 million of coverage for $75 per month, level rate for 10 years. Or a man aged 50, non-smoker, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of $110, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-smoker rate class. Exam required to qualify.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrade? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
Fox on Faith with Lauren Green.
For Ryan Bomberger, abortion is not just political, it's personal. And he'd like to tell Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris, a staunch supporter of abortion, something about himself.
I would tell her about my 12 siblings. Out of the 13 kids in my family, 10 of us were adopted because we had courageous birth moms who chose to be stronger than their circumstances.
Bomberger is the co-founder of the Radiance Foundation, a faith-based pro-life advocacy organization. Its mission is to, quote, illuminate that every human being has inherent and God-given equal worth. He boldly says he was conceived in rape, but adopted in love. He knows abortion is a controversial concern this election, but Bomberger says his faith compels him to speak the truth about his life in a way that shows love and mercy to those who hear him.
But I'm a firm believer that, one, we're still supposed to speak those words in kindness and compassion, of course, and let God do that work.
To hear more, go to Lighthouse Faith Podcast at foxnews.com. For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. Infections with the illness known as walking pneumonia or white lung pneumonia have been spreading at unusually high levels in young kids, emergency room data suggests. A year after a surge of such cases filled hospitals overseas. The worst rates of the illness caused by the bacteria Mycoplasma pneumoniae are in young children ages 2 to 4 years old, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention figures shared with CBS News. Since late spring, the number of infections caused by M. pneumoniae has been increasing, especially among young children, the CDC said in a statement. Close to 7% of emergency room visits with pneumonia in this age group were diagnosed with the bacteria through late September. This has dropped slightly from a peak of more than 10% in August, a CDC spokesperson said. The increase in 2 to 4 year olds is notable because these infections have been historically been thought to affect school age more than younger children, the agency said. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. I'm just looking around and thinking to myself, I think you need to know more.
More to know. Sponsored by Prevagen. Prevagen is the most recommended memory support brand by pharmacists.
While Patrick Mahomes has broken a silence about when his house was broken into, Jason Kelce's too, by the way, while he was playing football, here's what he said yesterday.
And obviously, it's frustrating. It's disappointing. But I can't get into too many of the details because the investigation is still ongoing. But obviously something that you don't want to happen to really anybody, but obviously yourself.
Were you or your family, were you guys home?
Yeah, I can't speak too much about the details of everything just with the investigation going on. But I'm sure at some point that will be talked about.
Meanwhile, he's got kids at home. He's got a one-year-old. He's got a two-year-old. His wife's pregnant. Kelce lost $20,000 in cash. Not good. Next, Cerritos High School teacher allegedly leaves class after a student wears a MAGA shirt. He was too offended. It was just a student wearing a T-shirt, probably for some joke, said a student, Sakura Padilla. But the 2024 race for the White House has got this guy down. That includes a MAGA clothing issue at Cerritos High School. According to a parent, the ABC Unified School District doesn't provide any specifics about the case, but said students can exercise their freedom of speech, but the teacher didn't find it funny. She allegedly posted a lengthy missive to her students, writing that it's unfair that students can wear political clothes in class, so she left. It's different when teachers become because the teachers are the ones who are there to do a job, says an attorney. The ABC Unified School District says we encourage our amazing educators to use real-life issues like the recent elections to teach people. How about that? You can't storm out of your classroom. Next. Working just one day a week slashes dementia by 25%. Man, I should never get dementia. It tracks over 10,000 students for 16 years, found that weekend warriors who exercise just once a week or twice per week had a 25% lower risk of developing mild dementia. The discovery could be particularly meaningful for busy working adults who struggle to find time to exercise. But if you can remember, work out. Next, right to disconnect. 90% of workers want the law to save them from email anxiety, similar to the recent legislation in Australia. Now, it turns out emailtoolstester.com surveyed 1,100 American adults about their relationship with workplace digital communications. The findings, a troubling picture of workforce tethered to their devices. 51% spend 3 hours or more managing their digital workplace correspondence, dedicated to 5 or more hours a day after work dealing with it. They say it's a psychological toll, and in Australia you're not allowed to email after a certain hour. Well, you don't have to answer. I don't know how you stop people from emailing, but a Florida man who lost his U.S. Naval Academy class ring on a Pennsylvania golf course was reunited with the ring by a fellow golfer 54 years later. David Lorenzo said he lost his class of 1964 ring while golfing with his father at Uniontown Country Club. It survived combat, but it couldn't survive my golf game. Michael Zento was golfing in the same club when he spotted a shiny object in the clay. Have been exposed by the recent rains near the fourth green. Congratulations. It must have been a great, great thing to see. And that's when now you know more. Patrick, you're in Wisconsin. Hey, Patrick.
Good morning or good afternoon, Brian.
You're happy that Pete Hegseth is Secretary of Defense nominee?
Oh, I'm thrilled. Mr. Pete came to our town about 6 years ago, and I consider myself a Republicrat.
And you like meeting him. He's a good guy. He does a lot. He did a lot of diners, too. I think he was the first one to do the diners and meet the people. And he'll be definitely out and about. Brian Kilmeade Show.
Folks, the unprecedented conviction of former President Donald Trump has thrown our nation into uncharted territory. Trust me, things are going to get worse before they get better. The political turmoil and uncertainty ahead could have severe consequences for our economy and financial markets. But in times of crisis, there is always opportunity. Right now, I see that opportunity in gold. As political tensions rise and the dollar's future becomes uncertain, gold has the potential to reach new heights. That's why I trust Advantage Gold. They're the experts in helping Americans safeguard their wealth with precious metals. Call them today at 800-900-8000 to get their free 2024 gold and silver kit, plus a special Jason Hansen discount with up to $1,300 if you qualify. While the future is certainly unpredictable, your financial security doesn't have to be. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 for your discount and bonus. Again, 800-900-8000. Performance may vary. Consult your financial and tax professional.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. As the war in Ukraine rages on, Japan's foreign minister is visiting Ukraine over a shared concern of North Korean troops in Russia.
Takeshi Iwaya met with his Ukrainian counterpart, Andrei Sibya, who spoke at a joint press conference. According to Ukrainian intelligence, Pyongyang is seeking to exchange its participation for access to Russian technologies in missile, nuclear, and other military programs. According to U.S., South Korean, and Ukrainian assessments, up to 12,000 North Korean troops have been sent to Russia. I'm Nayan Kim.
In eastern Congo, they say at least 13 people have been killed and others kidnapped by extremist rebels linked to the Islamic State group. Fighters with the Allied Democratic Forces, which has ties to the IS, killed civilians in a small village in North Kivu province. Women were among those killed in the attack. Homes were burned and looted. 8 people have been killed and 17 others wounded in a stabbing attack at a vocational school in eastern China. The suspect, a 21-year-old male student, was detained by police. A spokesman says the young man had failed his exams and could not graduate, and that he was dissatisfied about his pay from an internship. Also at townhall.com, Melania Trump opted not to go to the White House this past week when her husband returned for a visit. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
When President-elect Trump arrived at the White House for his post-election Oval Office meeting, he was greeted by the President and the First Lady. However, Melania Trump did not make the trip. Jill Biden gave Trump a handwritten letter of congratulations for Mrs. Trump, which also expressed her team's readiness to assist with the transition. The president-elect expressed his gratitude for Joe Biden's promise of an orderly transfer of power. Greg Clugston, The White House.
The House has passed legislation that would provide full Social Security benefits to millions of people. You'll find more on these stories, analysis, and more at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
If your approach to everyday aches and pains is to mask them, you know, feel better for a few hours only to have the pain return and then repeat the cycle all over again, it's time to try Relief Factor. And the good news is Relief Factor makes that easy. Their 3-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it. How? Well, its unique formula of ingredients helps support your body's response to inflammation. Relief Factor was developed by doctors. It's 100% drug-free, and for so many people, the results are game-changing. Even life-changing. So give it a try. Right now, their three-week quick start is just $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800, the number for relief. See how in a few weeks or even days, Relief Factor can reduce your pain. When you feel better, life is just better. So don't mask pain. Fight it naturally with Relief Factor.
Families are searching for answers after at least 10 newborn babies were killed in a hospital fire in northern India. Here's Nguyen Kim with more.
Relatives of babies who were inside a hospital which caught fire in northern India are demanding answers from authorities. Outside a hospital in Jhansi City, family members argue with officials and police. The blaze tore through the neonatal intensive care unit, killing at least 10 newborn babies. We used to hear that the arrangements at this hospital were very good, but the alarm didn't go off after the short circuit. What kind of arrangement is this? Initial reports say the fire broke out due to a short circuit. According to local authorities, it spread quickly through the ward, where 55 infants were being treated. The government has ordered a high-level inquiry. I'm Nayan Kim.
Breaking news and analysis found at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. A New Hampshire animal shelter has a major problem on its hands. Here's Jason Walker.
A man arrived last Monday saying he wanted to give up 150 mice. Turns out he had way more than that. He turned over just 73 mice that day. By Friday morning, another 450 had been transferred to the shelter. Then another 500 or so were brought in. The shelter's executive director says basic biology is making things worse. Mice reproduce quite often, and many of them arrive with child or with mouse. Jason Walker reporting.
Boeing has delivered layoff notices to more than 400 members of its professional aerospace labor union, part of thousands of cuts planned as the company struggles to recover from financial and regulatory trouble, as well as an 8-week strike by its machinists union. The Seattle Times reports the pink slips went out last week to members of the Society of Professional Engineering Employees in Aerospace. You'll find more at townhall.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us. We believe there's a difference between a man and a woman, and I think you probably know what it is.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM.
From high atop Fox News headquarters in New York City, the most approachable radio host in America, it's Brian Kilmeade.
6 in Midtown Manhattan, heard around the country, around the world. Brian Kilmeade Show. This hour, we're going to be joined by Jackie Heinrich. She's going to bring us the latest from the White House, the aftermath of yesterday's very cordial meeting between the future president and the former president, who was a former president. Andy McCarthy is standing by, Fox News contributor. We'll talk about the cases. Jack Smith is just winding it all down. Juan Merchan is holding it up. Or at least for now, it stays on ice, and he stays, I guess, in the spotlight, and we just got to talk about the attorney general pick. So before we get to these guys, let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's big three.
Number three.
We're going to defend the people of this city. His threat is not just towards new arrivals and undocumented families. His threats are also against black families.
What are you talking about? That is that embarrassing mayor of Chicago, Brandon Johnson. The Trump resistance forming and governors are taking the lead. We discuss whether the tone-deaf Dems truly get the message that the people have spoken through this election.
Number two.
Wow. Kind of wonder whether he could actually get confirmed even by the House Republican conference.
We will consider this in the Senate and certainly will be in the Judiciary Committee. I don't happen to serve on that committee.
That is Mark Warner and Shelley Moore Capito picking a starting lineup and ruffling a lot of feathers with out-of-the-box cabinet selections as Tulsi and Rubio get their slots and Matt Gaetz mysteriously is named to the Attorney General slot. Does he have a chance at getting confirmed? We do the forecasting.
Number one.
I'm not going to go into granular detail of what was discussed in the meeting. What I can say that it was indeed very cordial, very gracious, and substantive.
Yes, KJP, a sweep. Republicans lock up the House last night, pick their leadership, and great President-elect Donald Trump as he meets, and greet, I should say, Donald Trump as he meets one-on-one with the President Biden in the Oval, who's one and done. We'll talk about the massive change to Washington. And that is coming because, you know, the president's filling up his roster quick. I think he's going to name a Treasury Secretary as early as today. I think Burgum's going to get Interior and possibly Energy, some type of overarching role. You need to have coordination between the two along with the EPA. And also, I think that you're going to see an HHS Secretary name, too, because it looks like RFK Jr. is determined to get that slot rather than taking one that won't be confirmed by the Senate. I'm not sure if he's going to be able to get confirmed. He said a lot of controversial things in the past. I think he shoots bears, like sometimes runs into bears, leave them in Central Park. Those type stories are tough to outrun. Andy McCarthy joins us now. Andy, welcome back.
Brian, I'm glad I'm not in that ringer. Right. I wish RFK Jr. well.
I know. I he's going to have some problems. But first off, on the attorney general selection, and no one doubts that Matt Gaetz is good on his feet. No one doubts he's a good conversationalist. No one doubts that he's loyal to the president. I got it. But after that, what do you make of the selection?
It's an appalling pick. And it's really, I just don't understand it because I thought a number of the picks have been very strong. And if you want a kind of an out-of-the-box pick that will disrupt things in a good way, I think our friend Pete Hegseth is perfect for that. And his pick I thought was an inspired choice. This one is just a terrible choice. The guy has no judgment. He's got no experience. The legal positions he's adopted publicly, the most notable of them have been absurd. And the only thing that recommends him for the role is that he's a complete loyalist, which I have to think that President Trump can get any number of people who will be loyal to him, who will make sure that, unlike his first term, his own Justice Department doesn't end up getting a special counsel foisted on him and hamstringing the administration for 2 years. He can get that from someone without having to buy onto the Gaetz baggage. And it's, to me, Brian, it's a waste of time to talk much about this because I don't see how in the world he gets confirmed.
Here's Senator Warner and Republican Senator Capito, cut six.
Wow. Kind of wonder whether he could actually get confirmed even by the House Republican conference.
We will consider this in the Senate and certainly will be in the Judiciary Committee. I don't happen to serve on that committee.
And she went on, cut seven.
What we have to look at is the experience that President-elect Trump has had with the Department of Justice. He has been prosecuted over and over again on some very flimsy terms and just sort of reworking the wheels of justice to be tilted away from him. And I think that's what he's reflecting in a pick that is sort of raising eyebrows across the nation in some ways.
So, obviously, she's trying to be diplomatic, but she's right. The president's been traumatized by the justice system, and he doesn't want to take any chances, Andy.
Yeah, but the justice system is really important. It's actually more important than Donald Trump. So I don't want the justice system to be traumatized by Matt Gaetz. And I think there's a long way. There's a lot of places that you could settle between President Trump's very colorable, worthy concerns about the Justice Department and the judicial system being turned against him and having somebody who's fit to run the Justice Department and will make sure that Donald Trump is immunized from frivolous legal attacks. I think there's a lot of people that you could pick other than Matt Gaetz who could get you there.
I think so, too. I'm not defending him. I thought he really I thought he hurt the country. Forget about the Republicans. The whole House stopped for 3 weeks. He blows up Kevin McCarthy. Thankfully, they have now passed a 9-vote threshold when it comes to it comes to
vacate the
chair and get rid of the speaker. So that's good. And I think with President Trump, will ultimately decide who, if Johnson is that bad that has to be removed, he'll decide it. Kevin McCarthy would still be there. So having said that, some people say this. His ethics committee was about to release their report any day. But the day he resigned, which was yesterday, they no longer are allowed to release that report. Does that have anything to do with it?
Well, I think it has a lot to do with his resignation from Congress. But it goes to show, Brian, I think, that this nomination is counterproductive. Let's put aside that he stops President Trump's momentum, which I think the first bunch of appointments helped along after the election. And let's put aside that he gives the Democrats who were reeling something to rally around in opposing Gaetz. Why he would do either of those things, I don't know. But if Gaetz is the nominee, then he's going to be subjected to a Senate confirmation process in which all the stuff that's in the ethics report is going to come out. So if he didn't want that to come out, why not resign from the House? I can totally understand if that's his best way of burying that information and he wants it buried. And I want to be fair here. He was investigated. He was not indicted. He hasn't been found guilty of anything. And we ought to remember that he's presumed innocent.
Yep.
We get all that. But if you really don't want this information to get out publicly, why would you be involved in a situation where it's now going to get the kind of attention it never would have gotten otherwise in a confirmation process?
I think it's a good point. The other thing would be a recess appointment. Do you see that? Where he gets
I don't see that. President Trump can't force Congress to recess, and I don't think they will recess. I've heard that, and I have to say, you know, Republicans went nuts, and appropriately so, when Obama did this, and those cases ended up in the Supreme Court. The president can't force Congress to go into recess. So I just think that's a non-starter. And if he tries to do that, I think Republicans will fight him on it, as they should.
What about acting? What if they name him acting?
So I have to go back over the acting rules, but my recollection is that you have to be in the department or in the government, in the executive branch, for that to work. So, for example, I think when Matt Whitaker was put in as acting attorney general in President Trump's first term between Sessions and Barr, he was the U.S. attorney in Iowa? I can't remember which district, but it was okay for him to get rotated to the Justice Department because he was already in the executive branch.
And he was chief of staff for Sessions.
Yeah, but I don't think you can bring somebody in from the outside. I could be wrong about that, but I don't think so.
All right, and so we'll see how that goes, and we'll see what it's going to take. And I just wonder on the rules, it's not necessarily your area, but Schumer was so effective in slowing down all these nominations. It really hurts the country. You can't get people in place to do the job. Other people stay in place or just bureaucrats run the department until their head gets in there. Is there something they can do to pick up the pace from January 3rd when they come back from the holidays?
Yeah, they have, actually. I understand that they've reduced that. You used to be able to, hold something up for 30 hours. Now I think you can hold it up for 2 hours, which isn't good, but it's a lot better than 30. So, you know, look, Capitol Hill works at its own snail's pace, and we're going to encounter things that we haven't even thought of yet. But I just think this is kind of an unforced era, especially when there are so many other people. I mentioned Matt Whitaker. He'd be an excellent attorney general, and I'm sure he'd be loyal in all the right ways. By the way, I'm not I'm not using loyalist in the way that it often is used in connection with President Trump, which where it's like the functional equivalent of co-conspirator. I'm not suggesting that there's anything wrong with being loyal to somebody who wants to do things that are lawful and good for the country. But I think you would get that with somebody like Whitaker. Trump would be fully protected and the Justice Department would be run by somebody who knows what he's doing.
So Andy McCarthy, our guest, will watch. You can watch him on Skype. And Andy, so Juan Merchan, could you put make sense of it for our audience? He yesterday looked at the New York case this week and said what about the president and his sentencing after the conviction on 34 felony counts?
Yeah, I think, Brian, this is really widely misunderstood. And I'm not a Merchan fan, as you know, from our conversations about him. But what Merchan did this week was done at the request of both President-elect Trump and the district attorney's office. And what they're trying to wrestle with is whether Trump's election as president and the supremacy clause consequences of that under the Constitution, where state governments are not allowed to take action that would prevent the federal government from functioning, what does that portend for Trump's case going forward, considering he's still got post-trial motions, including the immunity motion, on the table. He hasn't formally been convicted yet. He hasn't been sentenced yet. And there's a long appeals process. But should that all go on while he's president? So I think what they're wrestling with is, does the case have to be dismissed or should it be suspended while Trump is in office? And then they can think about whether to get around to it or not. After, you know, 4 years from now when he's 83 and a twice elected president and all that. But I don't criticize Merchan for the 1 week stay because both Trump and the district attorney asked for it. And the only thing that's going to happen next Tuesday is Alvin Bragg's office is supposed to come forward with their vision for how the case should proceed from here.
And the same, you know, if he lost, they would sentence him, right, on Tuesday?
Not on Tuesday. I don't know. The judge is not going to rule on the post-trial motion on Tuesday. The only thing that's going to happen Tuesday is Bragg is going to come in and say, this is what we think you need to do going forward. And that could be dismiss the case. It could be suspend the case. Or it could be let's rule on the post-trial motion and proceed to sentencing, which I think will result in an appeal and a lot of other problems. But I anticipate that they're going to just suspend the proceedings till Trump is out of office.
So, Andy, just your opinion, because this kind of blends politics and legal. Why do you think they stopped calling him a felon? Biden called him a felon in June. They never called him a felon again. And all the attacks on him, they called him Hitler, a fascist. They stopped calling him a felon. Why, in your opinion, did that label work, I believe, against Democrats?
Yeah, I think what happened was the Lawfare campaign was a flop. And it was worse than a flop. It was a counterproductive flop. So I think probably what the Democrats' internals told them was that when you talk about Trump as a convicted felon, it just reminds voters of the efforts that were made to sideline him by litigation rather than beat him at the ballot box. Mm-hmm. And I have to say, like, you know, Trump drew an inside straight on all this, but the most important development that happened was clearly the Supreme Court's immunity decision, because that really made it number one, practically impossible for any of the federal prosecutions to get to trial, and they were stronger cases. And then secondly, that means in the public mind, the emblem of Lawfare was Alvin Bragg's case, which was a joke. So I think in most people's mind, this was just it's un-American to use the legal system to try to take out your political opponents, and people don't like it.
I hate it, and I hate it for Democrats, too. Enough. If it's Al Capone, you know, obviously. If it's John Gotti, clearly.
Right.
But if it's politicians, enough. Thanks so much, Andy McCarthy. Always great.
Thanks, Brian.
1-866-408-7669. I see the calls up there from Clifton, New Jersey, Pensacola Beach, Atlanta, and more. We'll get to them in just a moment. Or you can write me, BrianKilmeade.com. Just click on comments. You're listening to The Brian Kilmeade Show.
Coming to you on a need-to-know basis, because, man, do you need to know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
Do you have over $10,000 in credit card debt? The stress from excessive credit card debt can ruin your life. Collection calls, sleepless nights. If you're feeling the financial impact with unprecedented economic challenges, DebtLew is here for you. DebtLew uses secret programs that most credit card companies won't tell you about. They'll help you consolidate or settle your debts for a fraction of what you owe. With DebtLew's success guarantee, you pay nothing unless your debt is reduced or completely resolved. There's no risk. The more you owe, the more DebtLew can save you. See how easy it is to get started with free information. Let DebtLew show you how 10 minutes could save you thousands. Call now, 800-200-6895. That's 800-200-6895.
I'm just living sky high right now. I'm very thankful for it, and the team at DebtBlue are phenomenal. They're able to work with you. They're great.
Call for your free debt resolution information now. 800-200-6895. 800-200-6895.
The epic return of Yellowstone. New episodes Sunday at 8, 7 Central. Only on Paramount Network.
Legacy. You build something worth having, someone's going to try and take it.
What I'm doing isn't for the ranch. It's for us.
America's number one show returns.
I spent my whole life here.
Me too. You destroy me. You destroy yourself.
Unlike you, I keep my promises.
Yellowstone. New episodes Sunday at 8, 7 Central. Only on Paramount Network.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. The old adage, cash is king, no longer seems to ring true as phones take on more of the work of wallets and people rethink how much they still need to carry in cash. 4 in 10 Americans say none of their purchases in a typical week are paid for using cash, according to a survey from the Pew Research Center. Still, those who do carry cash, on average, is about $67 as of 2021. And if you still like to carry cash, how much should you keep even for emergencies? The Wall Street Journal spoke to financial advisors, executives, and security experts for advice on the best approach. One advisor recommends $30 just to cover small transactions, while many add that paying in cash might help curb overspending, since the emotional impact of spending with bills is greater than paying with a phone or credit card. And if you want to forego cash altogether, financial advisors say you should leave home with no more than 2 or 3 credit cards. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. A new billboard in Southern California is making a bold statement about the deadly consequences of the fentanyl crisis. Standing right off I-15 in Fallbrook, California, it shows the faces of 24 people who died from fentanyl poisoning. Supporters of the billboard, including State Senate Minority Leader Brian Jones, hope it raises awareness.
Families that are driving by are going to see the signs and realize, you know what, my kids are at risk also. There's no kid in California or family that's not at risk for fentanyl poisoning. And so talk to your kids, walk them through how dangerous this is, how easy it is to get exposed to it.
Jones says the crisis affects everyone, rich or poor, left or right politically, and regardless of race. Fentanyl is 80 to 100 times stronger than morphine and has led to about 74,000 overdose deaths a year in the U.S., killing more than 6,000 people in California in 2022. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
American playwright Tennessee Williams, who grew up in the Deep South, died in 1983. He won the Pulitzer Prize for drama for A Streetcar Named Desire in 1948 and Cat on a Hot Tin Roof in 1955. Here, Tennessee Williams explains where he gets the inspiration for his character development.
I have always been more interested in my own kind of people, you know, people that have problems, people that have to fight for their reason, you know, the people that, to whom, you know, the impact of life and experience from day to day, night to night is difficult, and people who come close to cracking and all that, that's my world, those are my people, and I must write about the people I know.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. breaking news, unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
And I just want to point out a couple of other things. On Joe Biden named this woman, Tracy Stone Manning, to run the BLM at the Bureau of Land Management, Greg. She had direct ties to an eco-terrorist organization. Then, after the October 7th attack, he nominated a lifetime federal judgeship to a guy named Adil Manji, who had hosted anti-Semitic groups on campus and defended cop killers. He had Sam Britton.
Yes.
Right? Okay.
The luggage thief,
okay, to oversee nuclear waste disposal. Good thing he didn't steal any of that. I could go on and on, but the last one I would mention is Jen Granholm. She literally invested in EV battery companies while serving as the energy secretary of the country. So if you're going to be all up in arms about one nomination, just give Pete a chance. I think that he will do a great job.
Yeah, that's true. That was before Matt Gaetz came out, which is put Pete, his heads at the side. They'll do a great job. I think everyone that knows Pete, he's going to win him over. He's very eloquent. He knows how to talk. He's a broadcaster. And you got this military background, speaks for itself. And talking about Secretary of Defense. Michael, you're in Georgia. Hey, Michael.
Hey, Brian. Back in the day, nobody had a problem with Obama having a wingman in his AG, Eric Holder. And if there's anyone who needs a wingman in Washington, it's Donald Trump. Am I right?
Don't you think that Whitaker could do the same thing without the baggage of blowing up the Senate and being a grandstander with ethics violations coming streaming out? Don't you think there's other people that like Trump that are in the legal profession? And he was assistant attorney general under Clinton, so he did have the skill set.
Yeah. Well, what if this is a way to give Matt, a good friend, a way out
Maybe.
Of his situation, and it's
Could
just
be.
A straw man nomination?
You're a smart
and
guy, Michael. You're right. If that's a way of paying back a friend, it's okay. I just don't think he's the best nominee. And the thing is, how do you expect me to have credibility when I tell you Pete's right and pretend that Matt is right, too, because he's not?
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Redding Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season, open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights, don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas. But our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Riverfront Playhouse presents Gaslight Theater's Christmas Vacation by Catherine Burns and Mike Urema, with musical arrangements by Josh Lamoureux, directed by Aaron Stewart. See this delightful musical comedy set in a small town where Mark Grimsworth aims to create the ultimate Christmas for his family while maintaining his streak in the annual Holiday Lights contest. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Gaslight Theater's Christmas Vacation, November 29th through December 15th. Sponsored by this station and these Pro Arts businesses.
Join Shasta College Saturday and Sunday, December 7th and 8th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Shasta College Farm for their annual Country Christmas Fair and Tree Sale. They have a wide variety of trees to choose from. And come and get your Christmas shopping done early with handcrafted gifts. Plus, proceeds will benefit Shasta College students. In addition to shopping, you can enjoy the free family fun activities with a bounce house for the kids and a petting zoo, too. It's all happening at the Shasta College Farm. Bring six non-perishable canned food items and receive $3 off one treat. Canned food will be donated to the Good News Rescue Mission.
I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. Happy holidays. During this time, it's important to salute our military personnel, domestically and abroad, who work to keep our country safe. It's during the holidays that warm, happy feeling of being together with family that we sometimes take for granted how much we have to be thankful for. So we want to make sure that we let the families and those who serve know that we appreciate their service above self during the holidays.
Is 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Well, Mr. President-elect and former President,
thank you.
Donald, congratulations.
Thank you.
And looking forward to having a, like we said, smooth transition. Do everything we can to make sure you're accommodated, what you need. And we're going to get a chance to talk about some of that today.
So good.
Welcome
back. Thank you very much. And politics is tough. And it's, in many cases, not a very nice world, but it is a nice world today, and I appreciate it very much. And a transition that's so smooth, it'll be as smooth as it can get, and I very much appreciate that, Jim.
You're welcome.
And that was all the exchange that we got yesterday in the Oval Office as President Biden and President-elect Trump met. And they evidently, instead of an hour, tentatively said it was going to be an hour, there was nothing backstopping President Trump's meeting, and it went two. What really happened behind the scenes, in a quote to the New York Post, if I were to summarize it, very cordial. They talked about foreign affairs. They talked about the Middle East. And now President Biden's off to talk, go over to President Xi in China. I wonder if he had a message to give to him from Trump. Jackie Heinrich joins us now, Fox News' senior White House correspondent. Jackie, welcome back. Were you surprised how cordial both seemed yesterday?
You know, Brian, I was shocked as anyone to see the big smiles on Biden's face, especially when he was with Jill. You know, those photos that the White House circulated, the two of them walking down the colonnade and then, you know, posing on the South Lawn together. That was just a really stunning image. And, you know, to have posed for White House photographers, not even in front of the press. This was additional to the, you know, Oval Office spray that we got. That was just really something. I think that, you know, Biden is going out of his way to make sure that he upholds all the democratic traditions, that, you know, he did not receive in 2020, maybe a little bit of a needle with that at Trump. But I think also he wants to, you know, set his legacy in place, and this is how he wants to build it out. But yeah, it was a really stunning, stunning day yesterday. History, really.
Yeah. And then when you talk about, you know, the New York Post, he did talk to the New York Post, and he came out and said some nice things about their exchange. He said it was my, as you know, it was my great honor to have a chance to walk through. And he gave all his statements right after. And they talked about, he said the Joe Biden came back and said he had some very direct questions about what was going on. So I think that the country benefits when things like normal happen, when things go back to protocol. And I think that now President Biden, to me, just as a human being, I just notice he looks relieved. You see him much more than I do. Do you feel the same way?
I do. I think, you know, in a lot of ways, he is vindicated, although he would never admit it, because his, you know, party pushed him aside. And remember, these were the same people that did not help him when he was at the top of the ticket, did not help him when election in 2020 passed him over for Hillary. The Obamas of the world, the David Plus, the Messinas, the, you know, Pod Save America bros, those people. And also Obama, who he so desperately wanted his approval. And you can see in their interactions when they have them in front of cameras, he still does. I mean, the way he looks at Obama is just really interesting to me. But I think, you know, he's vindicated in that he's the only person who has beat Donald Trump. He believed that he would be the only person who could, and now that was proven right. I also, though, think he's a little bit sad because a lot of what his, you know, legacy its future would have been better ensured if Harris were to have won. I think he's probably worried about where his, you know, foreign policy goes. I think that was probably a major, major focus of his conversation with Trump because so much of Biden's priorities have been focused on Ukraine. And, you know, Trump's future aid to Ukraine under Trump is a question mark. You know, Mike Johnson reportedly said something yesterday along the lines of we're not going to fund Ukraine anymore, or was asked a question if he would, and indicated that might not happen. So I'm sure that Ukraine was a big topic of discussion. And I also know that the White House has been trying to figure out ways to position Ukraine so that if future U.S. support, you know, dwindles, that they'll have European allies backing them up and or be in a better position to negotiate an end without negotiating away any territories.
There was no schedule for the vice president to be there, but there is no schedule right now for her to tour J.D. Vance around the observatory, right?
No. In fact, I'm hearing word she's going on vacation in Hawaii.
I wonder why. Mm-hmm. How about the reports about these celebrities and the $500,000 to Al Sharpton's group and the $1 million or something like that to Harpo Productions for the big set so Oprah can interview her. And who knows? We don't know yet about Eminem. We don't know yet about Beyonce and Megan Thee Stallion. That's I was just stunned by this.
Yeah, I was too. And I have an early look at some of those numbers. I mean, we're going to get the report for the October spending, I think, later on this month. It was, you know, I heard from one of the donors that it wasn't just six figures for the Call Her Daddy podcast, that it was $500,000. You know, that's so much money. When you're paying Oprah $1 million for a fee, you know, you roll out all these celebrities, and the problem that these donors and sort of people who are not in the room making the final decision on spending, but have sort of given their thoughts, they were all like, look, this is an old, tired playbook. You're running Harris like you ran Obama, and she is not Obama. You know, are we reaching the people we need to reach by having so-and-so come out and speak, Beyonce, you know, Christina Aguilera, whatever, Lady Gaga, rather? It's, you know, not going to pull over the voters whose support we're struggling to retain. And I think what's happening now is they have lost every sub-demographic in such a way that it's clear there's not one singular reason that they lost, but they have to sort of reexamine everything. And when you take in a record amount of money, when you raise $1 billion and you lose that badly, it's an indictment of the Stephanie Cutters of the world, the David Pluffs of the world, who ran this playbook for Obama and are running this playbook for Harris as though she were the same candidate. When the party has changed, the candidate has changed, and the issues have changed, and it's not a good use of your funding anymore. And donors are going to have a difficult time ponying up. I was also reading about the debt that they're in. You know, it's at least $20 million. It might be more. They're going to have a hard time pulling out of that, and it could have ramifications, you know, in the midterms. That was an issue for Hillary in 2016.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like the DNC is always in a problem, and this guy, Jamie Harrison, was walking around with a documentarian with him everywhere as if he's making history. I'm sure he's going to want to burn that film. So Hakeem Jeffries addressed his caucus yesterday, and he said, we're not going to get the majority. That's done, even though there's some races yet to be determined. He took responsibility for it. I got the sense in Washington, but you lived there, that it was a fait accompli for a long time. It looked like the Republicans were not going to hold the House. When did that change?
You know, I think it changed when after the DNC, because you had everything sort of set up for Democrats to sweep. There was the energy, the momentum was there. And then Harris fumbled, and she fumbled so badly that I think it impacted all these down ballot races. You did have, when Biden was still at the top of the ticket, concern that especially on the Senate side, some of these Democrats were, you know, polling better than he was. And that the top of the ticket was going to drag down the bottom of the ticket. And then at the DNC, everyone was very excited. They'd turned it around. The money was coming in. You know, the media is all over her.
Yep.
Things are changing. And then she went into hiding for weeks and didn't take any interviews, didn't seize that momentum. And then when she came out, she fumbled every interview she did. She had a terrible time staking out her policy positions. She had a terrible time articulating how it was that she became this new moderate figure, you know, of her former self. It was not believable. And I think people just started to see that it was a facade, and then they got really spooked. You did have, you know, the Democrats outraising the Republicans, and I think that in many of the House races, they were pretty comfortable about that. But when you look at those swing states where the top of the ticket was really going to matter, they were spooked there. And that is where you ended up having these losses.
We're talking to Jackie Heinrich, White House correspondent. I think that, Jackie, what do you expect to happen overseas with the president's swan song overseas visit? I mean, he's going to be meeting with impactful countries. Blinken's having big meetings, too. What do you think he's going to try to get done there? And do you think that Trump gave him a message? Or did he ask for one?
You know, I think that they were probably talking about Ukraine. There was something that Trump said, and I forget where I read this, but it was, you know, basically we're going to tell Putin to end this war, and we've got some leverage because we could end up, you know, changing the policy on long-range weapons, and we're going to force them to come to the table, and you know, that's how we're going to get it done. I had been hearing, actually, that the Biden administration was considering rethinking that policy as a way to box Trump in, because they don't want to, you know, have, when Biden leaves office, new administration come in and then have Ukraine be forced to give up, you know, territory or negotiate
yeah.
away their land. I think that that was actually an area that they both maybe agree on or are talking about using. You do have some opposition from, I believe it's the UK and Germany. Don't quote me on that, but there are a couple other nations, partners and allies that still have the same policy as the US. I believe France, had cleared the scalp missiles for use. Don't quote me on that. I got to pull up my notes, but I think this is a conversation that once the U.S. does it, other countries are going to need to do that too. So that's probably a big focus at the G20. As it goes with China, you know, this is something Biden has always talked about, his hundreds of thousands of miles
yes.
he's traveled and all the hours he's talked to Xi Jinping. I think this is going to be just sort of a, you know, final chapter in his career, and he wants to have that conversation.
So, Jackie, what do you do? Do you wait for the new White House to take over? What do you think you'll be doing next?
I divide my brain and do both.
You do? You got both the incoming and outgoing.
Yeah, we're trying. You know, it's it's tough to sort of wrap your head around, but it's not at the same time. Many of the issues remain the same. You're just dealing with different people. I think once we have, you know, the full Trump incoming cabinet sort of fleshed out and a few more puzzle pieces get in place, we will be dealing with them more. And as Biden, you know, finishes his last foreign trip and then goes into sort of holiday party season, that will wind down. I think this week and next week, we're probably trying to straddle the line and do both, which is a little bit challenging. But you're going to see me and Peter rotating going down to Florida during the transition to report from there while we also cover the White House. We'll see. I think that, you know, the confirmations talk is sort of dominating the news this week, who might end up coming in, who might not, and what the administration, incoming administration, is going to look like and what that might mean for any policy shifts ahead.
All right. There we go. Jackie Heinrich, thanks so much.
Thanks, Brian.
Appreciate it. Jackie, giving us a hand on a day off. Randy in Yorktown, Virginia. Hey, Randy.
Brian, thank you very much for taking my call. What an honor it is to speak to you.
Well, thanks for getting online. I know you're in Virginia. We're very happy to have so many listeners in Virginia, Randy. So you think Matt Gaetz was a good move?
Well, I think it's just a strategic move is what I'm thinking, Brian, because I'll be honest, when I first heard the news, I was like kind of shocked because I'd been going through the list of all of his appointees, and I was thinking, yes, 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 yes. And then the Gaetz one hit, and although I liked Matt Gaetz, I was like, what? And I didn't really get it. And then I thought, well, as you were talking with Andy McCarthy about this, it kind of came to me that maybe what this is, because it seems like Matt has an issue with the Justice Department, just like Trump has an issue with the Justice Department. And I'm wondering if this is Trump giving him the opportunity to go in and clean house at the Justice Department, knowing he'll never get confirmed, but then he'll go on to some other position. And he's taking one for the team here. He's going in to clean house. That's kind of what came to me, and I was wondering what
I just don't know how he gets in there, Randy. Right now, I don't think he could change his background enough to convince the people in the Judiciary Committee to push him through for a general vote. I'd be shocked if he did. Maybe Trump's got even more. Does Trump want to spend all of his leverage and capital on getting Matt Gaetz in?
Well, I don't know if he would if he got a recess appointment. So that's I thought I had heard that was kind of on the table with the whole speaker thing. Maybe I'm wrong. I'll be honest. I wish I could spend more time listening to you so I would know more. But that's my thought, and I'm thinking maybe that's the plan. If not, I'm with you. I don't.
But they'll be legally challenged by. Do they want to have a legal challenge to their attorney general selection when they want to do things so quickly? Randy, thanks so much. Listen, when we come back, I'll be able to take some calls, also your emails, and we're going to take a look at the resistance. Yes, the Democratic resistance is forming.
Learning something new every day on The Brian Kilmeade Show.
You can live out your MasterChef dream when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well, inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down, get it going slower.
IZERVAY is proven to slow GA progression.
IZERVAY, it's GA going slower.
IZERVAY or avacincaptad pegol is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com.
Paid for by Astellas Pharma. Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, the Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, going far beyond the headlines, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Maria Bartiromo.
I'm Brian Kilmeade, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind. Plus, every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America's listening to Fox News. Will Kane had you covered this election.
Brett Baer joins us now. Former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy joining us on the Will Kane Show. Tommy Lahren joins us now.
It's the new must-listen podcast in America.
I think sanity, I'm hoping, is going to win today.
What they did was the biggest miscarriage of democracy, I think, in my lifetime.
I see a victory for Donald Trump. I see a victory for America.
The Will Kane Show. Listen and watch now at willkaneshow.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, the Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, going far beyond the headlines, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Maria Bartiromo.
I'm Brian Kilmeade, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The talk show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
He also picked, you ready? Co-host of Fox and Friends Weekend. Not even like regular. Weekend. Pete
Pete Hegseth,
and he's picked him to be U.S. Secretary of Defense. Now, MAGA supporters and detractors are trying to figure out what because of this pick.
How hard is it to say Hegseth?
Come on, it's the easiest name in the world to say.
No, they know how to do it. That is just terrible on their part.
And by the way, it's like he doesn't have the weekday. It has nothing to do with his resume, Secretary of Defense, and 8 hours, what he does on the weekend. So she did absolutely no research to find out who he is. And people were surprised by it, but not many people are against it. I mean, there are people on other channels who are against it, but you know, you look at the resume and you see him in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Gitmo, and you see how many years he's been in it. Then you go, okay, he's just a warfighter. No, Harvard and Princeton. What has he done? While serving in the National Guard, he's still on Fox News, number one network. Well, how's his show? Number one. How's his series, Warriors? No, top series on Fox Nation. What about his book about the Pentagon? Was number one for 4 or 5 weeks. So, I mean, you might say it surprised you, but you can't say, well, this person's not worthy. Steve in Pensacola. Hey, Steve.
Brian, you know, you asked why they quit calling him a felon, and you and I spoke about this. I served with Conrad Black in federal prison, and you and I spoke about why they quit calling him a felon is because they were alienating almost 70% of their constituency within the black community. And that's one of the reasons they did. And please, it's very hurtful for us in Pensacola Beach to have both Joe Scarborough saying that he was a congressman here. And I think the whole Gates thing was just a setup to help him get out of his situation, which is, you know, politics, if you will. But he's in no way qualified. I want congressmen to start doing what they're supposed to be doing,
yep.
Getting my roads built, getting bridges built,
I know.
Getting that infrastructure money going instead of sitting out there on TV cameras all the time talking about what is good for somebody. They're almost like the celebrities that went and endorsed these people for president.
Yeah, I mean, you got two different guys. Steve, I 100% agree with you. You got Michael Walsh talking substance and policy, and the other one just trying to get famous. Huge difference. Brian Kilmeade Show.
Do you have a special needs child or an older adult in your home? The risk of them leaving the house unnoticed is real and terrifying. But you can protect your loved ones with Vivint Home Security.
Alarm on.
My child has autism. He doesn't usually elope, but one day he did, and it was the most terrifying moment of our lives.
If I didn't have a home security system, I would have realized way too late he's gone.
Right now, Vivint is offering a free doorbell camera with any new plan, plus free installation and low monthly monitoring plans. Smart locks, lights, cameras, and more make Vivint Home Security the smartest way to protect your family and prevent a tragedy. Vivint is the number one smart home service provider in the U.S. Protection is just a phone call away. Call 800-953-6693. That's 800-953-6693. Monthly service agreement required for free installation.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Reading businesses, listen up. Black Bear Diner is now offering catering for events, meetings, and gatherings. Fuel your team with our delicious homestyle meals that everyone will love. Ready to make your next event a hit? Visit blackbeardiner.com for more information and place your order. Black Bear Diner, your go-to for great food and good times.
Black Bear Diner.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.